Let me ask you something further, is that all? Is that what you have already asked? Is it really a good idea to say anything?
Maybe we'll start again to the Mishnah Chof Amid Aleph on the bottom line. Nashim my brother was counting through the Kriyashma Mumin Hatsilin. Nashim my brother are not Chayiv in Nisus Hatsay Shaz Manglama. So Kriyashma and Tzilin are both examples of Nisus Hatsay Shaz Manglama. That's easy enough. However, the Chayobim, even the custom is not in Kirachinah regarding Kirashma, regarding Tzilin, but he is considered in Kirachinah regarding davening Tzilin Mezuzah Berachas Hamas. Okay, and that's being discussed today. The custom, each and every mitzvah is a different ground. What is it called the Kirachinah? When he's able to do that mitzvah, so it's a Gemara. I think so that the child is not in Kirachinah regarding his mitzvah. So he's in Kirachinah, what he does is find a Gemara scripture. That's the Gemara from our brother. But see, the Chayobim, the women are mechuyev to daven, the mechuyev to put up a mezuzah, and the mechuyev to bench. But let's see the Gemara again. We learned first Chazir, and Kriyash Mabshita, about the women should be frustrated for Hamitzin Tessin Shaz Magram, who Hamitzin Shaz Magram, and Nashim Suris, and Avadim and Nashim have the same din love on the Isha. So the Gemara answers, now the same Mahal the Yisra Malchus Shaman to Nashim, and we discussed that between Yeshua and Tazben is Gemara. And we just thought the truth of Kriyashma has his man, Kriyashma Shashapit has his man, Kriyashma Shalabit has his man. A Kriyashma is a particular form of the Kriyam HaMitzvah Kabbalah Samachash Mashmash. Lord Hashem HaKechot, Emunin, the Mitzvah of Yuchad Hashem, believing in one God, this is the HaMitzvah of Shemar HaZman Gomer. This is HaMitzvah Talei. This particular way to fulfill that, this expression of that Mitzvah is HaZman Gomer. But if the Yishorish, the original Vehikah Mitzvah is the Halal HaZman Gomer, Kabbalah Samachash Mashmash, from the Mitzvah HaSbiriyah, it's all they know, I would have thought that women, I'm going to go to Kamash Malam now. This is counted as a second mitzvah, and then this is Kriyashma. So therefore, this mitzvah, they're part of them. Either it's really a form of fulfilling the other mitzvah, but this one, they're part of them.
I'm holding a guy in Israel.
I mean,
how could they have a
husband? How could he possess? How could he? Oh, no. And I tell you, the place you see, can we talk to my judges that you want to make a sechot, you shall echot the tewers. If you rent it, we talk to him strongly in the Rabbanah.
The rabbi for sure can't give him.
All Shadim Yimor's mother, someone else can give Amanashe and the rabbi should. But the rabbi to give, that's like I give my right hand to my left hand. Mom, she had every child out, but that's for sure is no good. But your sense of the Gemara makes the chimic about a Baal should not from our family, it's the concept, they're not allowed to pay. It's not the husband and the wife. Even though you might put together anything in the Bible, anything in the Bible, Bible, somebody gives him a talent to the other, I'm not sure what the shoes boy. So there's a machlek, it's what to do, and somebody gives him a talent to the wife, I'm not sure what the Bible should put in. Then the only boring puts the two shyness together. The basic points that he's able to put together, but they're not at all exactly the same. By Yisha, it's only a shadow to Rabbanah. I should come teach them how to go to Rabbanah. The shadow is in the Raisa. And that's kind of the guy that's been there lately. But the story is that the Chinook left the Rav himself, the Rav himself wants to give the Yaz and the Matzana. So he's better to get off the ground because it's like giving from your right hand to your left hand. The only time it's an Achmed is Satan, it's an outside, you give the Yaz and the Matzana, you should put that aside. So how do you give the Yaz to Sabbath and the Shit Kain? If you want to say Sabbath, then I'll bow like a parent. Because he's medical, he's cooking, he's demonstrating that he's medical, he's cooking. Not exactly the same. Same thing. The Yishuv with the end are not exactly the same. One is the right and one is the Rabban. The way they work is also different. מצד הנקשים, נאמר שאני תגיד, וילן אין עבר מהבר פאטו שם, שם הוא שרצו זמן גרם, כן, מה פשיטה, עבר את המצטע את זמן גרם, אז מה שזמן, וילן כבר אהב לי, מה זה פעם, הוא הביא יסקי שם לזה, את כאן פאט, את נקס פדיע, איך הוא נזבר, אני תגיד, את עצים פיד, אני מוכל את המזו, וילן אין עבר מה מוכל את המזו, נגיד, יש לו, אני מוכל את המזו, כמה שמובן, that you don't help in that hatish. I can tell you, this is a film, it's it's very different, it's different. I would have thought that there was an exception to the rule.
She would put it on and the command over the flag about the month.
Yeah. Well, he's asking that the Shabbos is went to the Glass Mount Center. Clearly, it's Mount Rosh. So you shine him, she said, Brooklyn.
Right.
So the Chavis says she's not allowed to say Brooklyn. The Ramah would say you're allowed to. The Ramah says that the minute is that the living bones on the tier, just isn't true. These are the two exceptions, because the bones on the tier to do the mitzvah, the bones on the tier to do the Brooklyn. So that's the deal, that's the Machlekes Nachar, and what about Brichos Kriyashma? That if the woman parted from the Brichos Kriyashma, what about Sukkot and Zimur? It's supposed to be a
marriage.
Is she required to say Sukkot and Zimur? And the problem that I wrote was simply speaking out moving to say Sukkot is in it. The most things to say, the end of Shabbos, the most things to say, hey, Chalki, and Gavri, how will come down? What does he mean? All the Dicky Kanoim and Amaram, they're speaking about different meters of Sassidus in the end of Shabbos. He said, it's not one time he said, you hear Chalki, the rest of the world without the opportunity to have Shabbos. Shabbos is a real game. The person says, you see what the Lord is out, a lot of Shabbos, my name was Mizal on Shabbos. That's why he said, you hear Chalki. But then, this Samaritan says, you know, he comes in government house of Hagan, he has to have the opportunity always to recite Sukkot and Zimra every day. So the pastor's in mind, but Sukkot and Zimra was never instituted by the Tanayim or whoever of the Ashok Hashem. It was never instituted as a favor that you absolutely need to say Sukkot and Zimra. So he instituted it as an optional thing, as a need of Hasidus. Whoever wants to say Sukkot and Zimra, we haven't talked about block before the block after, but from the beginning, we start with it again. But apparently it was instituted the Torah made of Chassidus. Maybe you have special things. So he said you have the bracha after the halal. And that is the bracha before the halal, Shekhar Shana Bin Yisrael, and Sivan Bin Yisrael, the halal, the Bichtan Mitzvah. But that is another person you're giving, you're obligated to recite the bracha before. But the bracha, you have a look at the conclusion of the halal, the Mishnah says, not Mishnah Abba the bracha involved, and not Mishnah Abba Shabbat involved, any bracha. The Mishnah says that that's telling me, and I'm not. And Abai says, Moshe, I'm not a bracha. Only on the Amukha depends on the Minas Amukha. What about the Birkhut Amukha before? That's absolutely because it says, what's the story with the Amukha? Is it a Takana for an Ashur? It says, I'm very well known. It's not a Takana for Akam. Anybody says the Birkhut, I'm not a Birkhut Amukha. So you tell me the answer is, it was a Takana for an Ashur? It's not a Birkhut Amukha. It's an absolute Birkhut. Whoever wants to recite a Birkhut at the conclusion of all, we should recite this Birkhut in the Amukha. It doesn't want to do that at all. So the Minas Amukha is to say, it's not that the Minas Amukha invented a new bracha. The Amukha didn't invent the bracha. That's just said, no, when we talk in the national bracha. It's kind of the same over here by the Sukkot and Zimra with the brachas before and after. That would be Sake and probably by the Asher Kreis and Zimra as the national bracha. Yeah, but usually a bracha doesn't stop and you absolutely refuse to say this bracha. You want to eat your chicken, you have to shop and you get one. You want to have the... You gotta have cake, you have to be very nervous. He said, you're pleased to say that. And here, they were talking about the Torah for sure. If you want, you can say, if you don't want, you don't have to do
that. You don't have to do that. You don't want
to come up with a lunch. Okay. So that was the Torah for sure. And this was the Torah for sure. That's the Torah.
Do you have an
example for a Rosh? The Mechaber says that the women who plan to, let's say the woman plans to recite Kriyashma, not the priest, but she plans to recite Kriyashma, or she plans to say Sukkot and Zimra. She's first to say Sukkot and Zimra, like Rabbi Kivayi says in the Shul, she's first to say Sukkot and Zimra. So it's not the thing, but she should say the Brichat HaTera before. Even a woman is not looking to learn, but she plans to learn something. So when the Chabad says she should say the Brichat HaTera in Israel. That's the Shaila, that's the big deal. The Chabad usually talks about women are not permitted to recite a Brachat and Mitzvah, so she says, I'm going to Mitzvah, so that's the Shalom. So if the Mechaber asks that women are not allowed to say Brach, it's actually Mechaber writes that the women say the Brach is called an Ogur. Because the Ogur was one of the late Shushan, the Ogur was close to the Yisrael of Tur, the Ogur was the Yisrael of Tur. And the Ogur was from the Chachmei Ashkenaz, they were from the Spidey, from the Ashkenazi. So the Ogur says that a woman who wants to learn Torah is obligated to recite the Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Ogur is gone with the Shita Chachmei Ashkenaz, it was like the Pamela says that the women said Shesri, the women said Brach on Yeshiva Sukkot, the women said Brach on Yashayfa, the women said Brach on all the Muslims that they felt it from. The woman who plans to learn something to it, if they took it to Zimra, is obligated to say the Chachmei Ashkenaz. But if you hold up the Mechaber,
The Caliphat, like the woman, that the woman is not permitted to say Brach on a mitzvah. She's exempt from that. She said Brach on Birchat HaTorah. That's the kasha that everybody is. So the pashtus says that the other is Mishin Tosa. The other verse is Mishin Tosa. But the Mechaber is Mishin Tosa. How come the Mechaber is Mishin Tosa? That's what everybody has to do. Yeah, so that's what the Magen Avraham quotes. The Magen Avraham quotes that since the woman is mechuyev to learn, she has to learn the Shabbos and Kashrus, the Tzaddik and Shoshim, she needs to learn all the dinim. So maybe she's Kashrus and commentary.
Yeah, that's not it.
But that's what the Beis HaLevi is telling me. Beis HaLevi is telling me that the women are mechuyev to learn, but that's not a mitzvah that's an answer, that's only a hechshem mitzvah. They're mechuyev to learn in order to fulfill the mitzvahs that they're made. So learning is only a hechshem mitzvah that they're mechuyev to learn. The only reason why the Chachamim were mistaken the Brocha to bring the right to the Sheva, the only reason why you decided to bring the Tantara because even the Tantara is a this is the man of Slotha. Not only action is this, not only action is this, but learning will enable you to observe mitzvahs, learning is a mitzvah perfect. And that will not talk us up. That mitzvah is a mitzvah. I've got to say that they have the key on this mitzvah. But that's the mitzvah. The women are not mechuyev to learn the Torah mitzvah. Why do we not study that? Why what?
What does it mean?
Shmir is a mitzvah, Abad. I think it started to laugh and
she must learn.
Why shouldn't they learn? Abad, she has to learn. When I'm going to learn the whole style of culture, she
has to learn. She
has to learn. No, even like the... No, it's a separate culture. If a person lives in America, Mitra Adin doesn't really have to say a Spanish about the Talmud or the Talmud or something like that. But you should have said based on the Mara, that's Mitra Adin, Makasha, you are not a Haifa, to me, it's why you said that everybody was. If it's Talmud, it's Mara there, it's already admitted that everybody says stupid again. It's no longer a issue. But as far as it's Akkad Fashah says on very well, it's not a meaning according to us. But the women, there's no such strong meaning, but all of the women recite the Pesukah Vizim. So we're talking about the men, and they remain the same way it was in the days of Anshar Pesach Gimel. Is it
issue?
Okay. I have
the
you should do it just off that Myrus. He chisels off Myrus because it seems Myrus is neutral idea of my place. It's impossible to look out of his shoes. And even though they just cross the back, Fashabu Allah Yukhaiva. The Imam Zechariah has accepted it as a favor. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, I can't even say that that's Fashabu Allah Yukhaiva is only for the men and not for the women. You see the likeness of many women, most of them don't have Myrus. So we have a gabi women and they were never in the tablet of the Chayyim. That's sukkah and zimmer. Many women don't say sukkah and zimmer. You say we gabi women and there's no fashion of your life. But shachis and yinuch are mechuyev to dam. I think mechuyev to dam is when I say shachis and yinuch. Mechuyev when the Kibbeinu says they're chiyev and sukkah and zimmer is only the next. And that is to look at the book of Kriyashna. Why once a day? Mishnah says chayyam mitzvah. So you might as well the same as the right to come to the Rabbah, they are starting more than once a day. But the Mishnah says women are chayv and tzimah. So the Gemara says, now the thing, well, my report, I look, since they ever work in the Tzaharayim, the Pasuk speaks like that in Tzaharayim, Tzaharayim, which is man in the Tzaharayim in a specific time. So I would have thought that it's like a Mishnah says, which is like Ramadan, and therefore the women should be thought of Kamashwaran, that reason doesn't apply, we say Rakhmi. So the Pasuk Shadim was that the women are going to daven Shachris and Nimcha. And Myers, you can bring the Myers into issues. Because Shadim and Lai Chayva doesn't necessarily apply to the bit. That's the battle of Shachris and Nimcha yet. So the final answer is the Minig Ha'olam that the women don't daven Shachris in Nimcha. So that's based on Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham has the Kasha. How come the women don't daven? The Magen Avraham comes up with this terror. He says that the Rambam writes When he quotes this Gemara, the Rambam writes that Simar is a chiyuv de laita once a day every day. The Zman is a dami shachris and minichah twice a day, the song of the Rabban. Once a day every day, that's a chiyuv de laita. Machlok is the Rambam and the Ramban. Machlok is the Rambam and the Rishon. The Rambam counts him. We have to b'chol of Abchem. And we set this mitzvah back there. And we should forget this too. The Rambam explains, the other, if the Torah says, you should do Avodah Hashem. But the Hashem means a mitzvah covers, you should do all the mitzvahs at first. So you can't count that as a separate mitzvah. So the Rambam says, it's like two and a half, and you have Shabbos, and all the other mitzvahs. We have to be called Rambam, that's it. He says, no, the Gemara says that there's one specific thing that's added on by the Rambam, the Rambam, that's not mentioned anywhere else, that's Sima. So the Rambam says, that's why he's going to count the Hizim, which is first enough. And he knows that Sima is the right, so once a day, every day. You have to daven once a day, every day. So the Magen Avraham says that since the Rambam holds that there's no man for the Tzivah that arises once a day, every day, so that's not called the Mitzvah Tzivah that has not gone. If you say, I'm not a Tzivah, that Sunday is Machai Ben Tzivah, Monday is Machai Ben Tzivah, Tzivah, every day, that's a Shabbos and Yom Kippur, someday is Amachai, someday is Amachai. So that's called the Mitzvah Tzivah that has not gone. If you would have said, let's say that the Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Man Tzivah, and Laila is not Man Tzivah. So Yom is Machayda, Laila is Machayda. But you say every day on the calendar, every single day is Machayda and davening, once a day, every day. So that's not as Zman Gomer. Every man is Machayda the same thing. Not that some Zman are Machayda, some Zman are not. Every single day is a loose man. Even if you're to daven today, in the davening that you did yesterday, you don't to daven, you need tomorrow after yesterday for today's davening. So one could argue the point and say that that's not as Zman Gomer. You won't try and say that that's not as Zman Gomer. Because today's davening can't be yet to some other time. Every day is... But that's the one of them points out to Rambam says like that, that Tzivah is not a mitzvah for Shal Shal, on the level of the right, the davening is not a mitzvah for Shal Shal Shal. So the Magen Avraham says, Meile, so there's a mockum to say that when the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, it's the same thing wrong. The Magen Avraham has the Rambam, the Rambam quotes this reading in the Mishnah, Rambam, I have to daven, all he meant to say was, that the Tzivah is a right to the Mechuyivim, because the Tzivah is a right is not as Mangoma, that's what the Rambam likes to say. The Chiyuv Tzivah Derayt is not as Mangom, because every day on the calendar is Machai to daven once a day every day. So that's not called as Mangom. That is Tzivah Derabam to daven Shacharis and daven Mincha, that's the name of Mangom. So the only thing the women are Machai to daven is only once a day every day, the Tzivah Derayt. And the Tzivah Derayt is one special mitzvah. They can say without a mitzvah, say what? My daddy is up to date, I
said.
The Rambam says that the Chiyuv to daven is not a Raisa. It's still the only thing we have only once a day every day. So that's the whole minute on Hashem come the minute from the women that they don't have in Shachris and Minichah, they just say, hey, darling, that's all based on the Magen Avraham. And then we have Soreshik said, and this Magen Avraham, that he said that his grandfather of Chaim of the God, that it's Gishkov Shayot to Minichah HaShalot, he said, it's still a sweat, how can you say such a thing? It's against the Mishnah. It's against the Rambam, it says, Hashem Chaliyah B'Tzino. And how can you say that the women are yet to with my darling? You're not going to yet to anything with my darling. You have to, in order to see the right, you have to first have Yisrael HaMashvach HaRachak HaMishpalo. You have to Rambam quote to you more, you have to have three parts of the Tzivah Derayt. You have to have Shevach, Bakoshen, and Hodoyah. And my darling will not have a darling Hodoyah. So what happened to the Shevach? What happened to the Bakoshen? No Bakoshen. There's no darling for that. First you have to have Sheva, and then you have to have Bakosh, and then Hodoyah. Hodoyah is good for the left third of the Davening, to the earth and the level of their eyes, to the earth and the level of their eyes. But we the Banav won't get the Rambam that is said that the women are running Mechum from Tzivah Derayt. So the Rambam happens to write like that. But on the level of the right in the midst of Tzivah Derayt, you have to say Shalom HaIman Goma. And in the name of the understanding of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that women are Mechum from Tzivah, even though Tzivah Nidu Rabban and Nidu Zman Goma, you have his man for Shachas and his man for Nidu. But these men in the Rabban are not to the Sofim. It's not a different mitzvah like you said. Kriyashma is a mitzvah of Kabbalah from Akhu Shamayim. The Krishna is counted as the second mitzvah in the Tariyat Mitzvah, and this mitzvah creation is his Mangoma. Even though it's also a fulfillment of Amiris Hashem and Michal Hashem, which allows Mangoma, but we're not part of this form. But Tzivah de Rabbanon is not a second mitzvah from Tzivah de Rais. Tzivah de Rais is once a day, and then in Rabbanon, you have the name of Mangoma, and you have to have Dr. Man Shakris and his Mangoma. so to speak. And women are mechayim and tefillah midoraita. Once a day, every day, because they're mechayim and tefillah derabbanan also. It's too late for you. Men are going that the women don't have. Same as for men. Same as for men. If men want to say tefillah, good to go. But women want to say zavana, good to go. That's what my colleague is Rashi in Texas, how to read the gear for you. So Texas quotes Rashi. Rashi regards what? You see, we have the gear for the Gemara, that the Gemara says, now the same, and one might have thought that Sino, the Mr. Sessa Shad Mandrama, because it says, I don't know how does it go? I don't know. You see that Tzilos is, I would have thought that Tzilos is Manglom or Kamashmalam. So Rashi is Melech, is this whole issue that we have in the Gemara? Because Rashi, she says that Mitzvah says is Shazban Glom. And Rashi says it only makes sense on a level of the right. And Mitzvah the right is Manglom. And Mitzvah the Rabbanon, there are no rules and regulations that it's Mitzvah says is Shazban Glom and Rashi says. It all depends on the Chalim or Meshachim the Mechatchilah. So Meshachim is the Chalim, but not Meshachim for the Hechalim. So Rashi holds that it's a Torah and it crosses it out. Rashi, no Torah to us. And so he said, we call the combination of Rashi. So he says that Rashi is wrong. That the Chalim is the sense of Shazman Rav and Rashi is through it. It applies not only by Mitzvah Zeraisa. It applies to Mitzvah Zeravon and Israel. Raha Raya. So he says it a few places in Shazman. Raha Raya. So the Gemara says that women are not required to say Halil on Yom Yitzchayim. On Pesach Shavuos, look as we say Hallel. So the Gemara says, what if I don't know how to say Hallel? Then he says, Shemei HaKoyin. Let the Chazan say Hallel out loud, word for word. The Gemara says, in Sukkah, the original Sukkah of Shemei HaKoyin against not Hallel. So it doesn't go on Kiddush and Abdullah. The original Sukkah of Shemei HaKoyin is the Gemara has it on Hallel. The Gemara says, if I listen to the Baltimore, say the Hallel, so I'll be able to the Shemei HaKoyin. But what if it's my wife is saying Hallel Shahaya, Eben, the Isha? And Eben and Isha, I'm not Mukhir, the Mitzvah says, which has my brother. So if they're saying Hallel, I can't be able to listen to echo in the world. It's a cotton. It's my son is saying, I don't know how to read. And my son knows how to read with Nakuda, so he can read, so he's going to say, how I'll be late, says, but he's not Nakuda, he's a cotton, he's not about to do here. So then the Gemara says, I don't know how to read, we have to say words for word yesterday, then he can't be able to listen to echo in. Because Kodeshay Nakuda is over, and the most of the surrounding is about him, can't be able to listen to him. If he's led Gemara, that women, and I've brought them on that Mukhid and Halal on Yom Tov, my faith of Shavuot Sukkot. It's a place to say, is Halal on Yom Tov, but didn't they rise or didn't they rabbon? Oh, so that's the Machlokes, it's right. The Baha counts Halal as one of the Tayyad Mitzvahs. And the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvahs, is Makid on the Raj. The Rambam gives the 14 Sharoshim, what he counts as a Mitzvah, what not. So one of the first Kolonim that he gives is that you only count Mitzvahs, right? You don't count the Tzvahs of Rabbon. It's a Tayyad Mitzvah, not a revelation of Sinai. They both from the Tayyad Mitzvahs of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chachamim of Rabbon are not given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the long amount that you should be counting into the Rabbon. He takes out Mitzvah Yadayim, and he takes out the Adwaka's name of Chanukah, he takes out Mitzvah Yadayim, and he says, I'm going to take that Halal, because we all know that Halal on Yom Tov is only the Rabbon. So the Ramban, to be sent the Bahag, the Bahag does count Halal. He could say the Bahag is where she counts it, then he counts Mitzvah Yadayim also. He counts all the other things of the Rabbon. Then he counts Halal is only the Rabbon. Then the Ramban suggests, or maybe the Bahag holds that Halal on Yom Tov is their right. Where did you get a halal on the end of the day? So the Ramban says, because it's a mitzvah, no, it says a mitzvah of simcha. It's a mitzvah of samachta of hagach, of simcha, and the simcha of adus, the simcha of hanefesh, the simcha of adus, the simcha of adusim, simcha of adiyayim, one kind of simcha. And we know the simcha of hanefesh is the person should be samach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should become closer with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'm deciding now, maybe that's the, he goes into the city in Erech and Dashir, but the Gemara sounds like it says that halal is a key, or simcha of yantis. That's what the Gemara says, that the Yitzhak is not the Halal on the Shkadesh, because the woman is not the Simcha on the Shkadesh, only the Amigdash. And on Shabbat, most of the Gemara says, not the Simcha, that's the Imam Shal Halal. The Gemara discusses, why Halal on the Shkadesh is different from Halal on the Shkadesh. That's the Gemara in the Halal, and that's what he's discussing. But we know that there's a Machlokes when you say, whether Halal is the right on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot or not. So that's what the Bishkinah points out, in connection with this station. So Tesis is working on the premise like the Rambam, that Halal on Yom Tov is one of the Rabbanon, and still the Gemara says that Nashim, I've got a Matata from Halal, therefore he can't say Shemei Kleine, why they thought it was his mother. Mom says, she gets a cloud of my mom applies even to Mrs. Rabban. And Rashi is talking about all that to the how long you want to visit Bunda Rice? That's why women are part of it. When you have a mitzvah to Rabban, a mitzvah to Rabban, and you can't say that women are part of the other's mother. What? So that's the machlokes that Rashi doesn't want to do with the Girsa. It says, leave the Girsa in. Mal the time that Dominic should be as Mangla.
Right.
Rashi takes it out. Rashi doesn't believe that such a Kral applies. He just could have raised another side. He says to the Akhlaq and the Slav and other Akhlaq, what about Mitzvah, where the women are looking? He says, you can shiva off. I was only wishless he looked at the men. When the Baha'aq says that Taif is quoted in the Bahá'aq, that the Zman HaZek, Kashab, you are right away, bro. The Zman HaZek means the Zman HaZek, 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 so the Gemara says that the reason why the women are mechuyev davening should have been a dinner mitzvah says that Shai Mangram, the only reason why it's not as Mangram, the only reason why it's an exception to the rule that even though it's Mangram or women are mechuyev is because Rachminu knew, and Taisa says later that the Svar of Rachminu knew, they pushed on by mitzvah. Because the Gemara says later that if a person, it's only the Shama Fakir Tanu, the Gemara says later that if a person forgot to daven his manor, he left the Pashlumen. So the Gemara says, what is the idea of Pashlumen based on? Even, so the because Tzila Rachmi said makes sense to daven, even Shalad is manas. The person says that Tzila Rachmi only applies to Shachri, even if a Maya doesn't apply to Musa, so therefore there's no Tashlumah for Musa. That's what I say. One of the Shem gave a different explanation why there's no Tashlumah for Musa. Give him Allah. But that's what Tashlumah is claiming on that for both. The bottom says, Yidin Dham Musa, Zahvadi Emet Tal Bari, that Ikris HaKofar, so is Manas, Dham Lefikyo, there are a few reasons why. One of the reasons they give is Rachminu. Our advice is Talal and Kalal Yom Kuru says Rachminu, so that's why there's a Makam to have Tashlumin. The Musa is killed in the Shalom Council Center, there's no theme of Rachminu, that's why there's no Tashlumin. That's only one reason that they give. They give other reasons. It could be that that's not exactly true. It could be that Musa would go for Rachminu. You have that cautious in Musa, yes, we're going from between the half of the Shamidish girl, to bring us back. So this is Rachman, but I know that that's not the Ike purpose of the Muslim. So that's one story. Why can say that women are passed from dominance? And Mishka Gur passed with Allah, that women are not the same for dominance. You don't have to say, well, if you want, they can volunteer it. You know, there's all the Levadi Yosef's issue with the Muslim Mechabed, or the Kohen Mechabed, and I want to say one bracha that they're not Mechuyas. He doesn't say that women are forbidden to dominance. He goes with the Ramah, that the women can volunteer whatever they want. But the law that women are part of, that's one svar because it's not Rachman. But then, others gave a different svar that the big ethic, women don't give Master Sashefer. The key is to give Master Sashefer only on the men and not on the women. How do you pay for the Kabbalah? Kabbalah is paid for with the Master Sashefer. So some Akhran wrote a svar that the only people who are Mechuyev to Dam to Dam is Shachris and Minche and Meir, even though it's called in Talmud Shashach and called in Talmud Shmira and Bayin and Meir, we can then have the Chalor of Rome, right within the Kodronas, even though the Kodronas of Tzimim are also paid for by the Master Shashach, but still, I'll call part of Shachmi. And the Musa, which is not so much Shachmi, so maybe since the women are not moving to be Master Shashach, or since they're not Mechuyev in the Kodronas, so maybe we should say that that's why women are caught from Davening Musa. Along the same lines, but a different place. What's the difference from Lacher? So they just say Rachmi and all Davening should be as Magrama. And the only reason why it's an exception to the rule because Rachmi, Musa is not Rachmi, so therefore women are not, because it reverts back to be as Magrama. What's the difference that you say that Ma'al and say this Ma'al? So that's the Mirbal Kaf, this is what Shama Shayim wrote. What about a person who's younger than 20 years old? The Mishnah says that Tanim are part of the Master Shekel. So both say that part of the Shekel by Mitzvah. So some Rishonim say, no, it says in the Chumash, Terechim Shalom Amayim, you give Tshuma Tashem. Terechim Shalom Amayim, you give Tshuma Tashem, that goes with Zeris, the Dinah Master Shekel goes with Zeris from the age of 20. Well, that goes only as a Hayyua Shah. And the Chumash, when it speaks about Master Shekel, that was the Dinah Master Shekel. That's not the Master Shekel. The purpose of bringing the Kabbalah, that was the census. So the census was always those who were drafted in the army, not like drafted coming in the army, but younger than 20 years old. The big problem now in the beginning of the Senate, drafting for 18, no? So you can draft for 18 with them. That's a shadow. What right to that? So this is a problem. I mean, how can a guy before 20 volunteering to the army? The Senate says they're not supposed to go, they're not supposed to go. That's the problem. The problem is not about this. I don't know if you can do it.
He said, unless you don't have enough senses. But if you have enough, and you can fight them and unbe. That's what I said. Even the Mechanic Mitzvah, he's a Russian unit. If you need all the people, so then you have no bridge. But if you can fill up an army without them, it's just the people will have to serve longer term. But then they should do without them. That's the problem. So this is the Shaila, in the Chumash, when he says, Be'et Mishan Malim Kim Shumat Hashem, that goes a different Shumat Hashem. It says, Matta Shekel, to count the minyan b'nei Yisrael. What about the various? When you read Matta Shekel every year, for the purpose of purchasing the Kabbalist Tzibur, from the Shumat HaLishtok and the Tzibur Dekamani, is that also in Be'et Mishan Malim, or is that in Be'et Yisrael? So that's a big machlek, the Shaila, how you read the Yishamah, and Yishamah says something about it. Yishamah, how you read the Yishamah. According to those who hold, that only from the age of 20 left. That's the shadow that the meaning. I give my kashaka before Purim. I said that when the children before the age of 20, I'm going to observe that meaning or not. That's the shadow whether standing before 20, I'm going to give my kashaka with my meaning. The issue should hold that women are parted from davening with this because they have to clean the kashaka that she come out. That if the fellow who's done in Shalom and Mitzvah is not 20 years old, he's not going to be able to do that. He's not going to be able to do that. He's not like Russian. That's what there's a collection, there's a supposed collection of the Tzivos HaRosh. That's sort of some in Rosh. So the moment published this collection of what he had in claim that he had in Stavnyak and the Tzivos HaRosh, he has the Oris on the bottom of the page, he's the Oris. The Oris he admits that it is. The Shulchan Aruch claims that not it. Later generations, and has the come of another new data. So that's kind of magic data. And they thought it was a thing. And today, Gomez Grove. And the son in Russia, from the top of the house, and the top of the house, and the bottom of the then in later generations, the Chachamim came to the realization that they thought the whole thing was a forgery. The Shulchan Aruch were written by the same author as the commentary on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. But in this, in the top of the house, and the commentary, and the Shulchan Aruch, he's the first one who has this Einfach, that people before the age of 20 should not be looking at the God of Mushrif, like women should not be looking at the God of Mushrif. And there's a lot of volunteers in there, but they can't do the Chazim. They can't do the Baal Tzibah. So you should have the Chubitah, then it might be Sachem and Echelor. It's a shadow whether that's correct or not. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote that. The Mishnah Berurah just says because women are fucked because it's not Rami. It doesn't say the whole Chajadi with the Master Shekhar. It says, quote the Tzlach. Quote the Tzlach on Brochus. And I doubt who says like that. Women are not Rami because it's not Rami. That's right. It doesn't quote this whole story with the Master Shekhar.
We shouldn't have a funeral at us. All of us together, dominating the Tzibur of
Mushrif.
After Shekel, does he know Shekel Abayis and others? No, After Shekel is only for the purpose of Shekel. Shekel is a different shape, there are different issues, different factors, and based on it, different purposes. There are 13 questions. And Shekel, there was one for Tzibur Harkin, for the new Master Shekel from this year. There was Tzibur Harkin, for the other didn't do Master Shekel. Is a din derag. The pashtus is the Ramban is masking in there because that's what it says in pashtus. Then it says that you should daven takadu bracha. The Ramban is masking that tefillah be a stir derag. Just because he doesn't count it, some say that the Ramban has such a hammer in there
And then he obviously backed out from that avenue because in the Minyan HaMitzvah he doesn't count Tfilah as a separate mitzvah. Some say that's an Akhata, that the Ramban doesn't hold like that, the Maskana that is a separate mitzvah. Others say, no, Ramesh HaMitzvah says it's not that the Ramban backed out. Ramban was mistaken, Ramban doesn't hold the Tfilah as a separate mitzvah. Is that mistaken? Does that warrant that it should be counted as a separate mitzvah? And Tfilah as a separate mitzvah simply the mitzvah of Ramona. Yeah, that's the mitzvah of Amunah. We believe that the Rebbe Shlom exists, that he cares, that he's a Balchester, and Allah, he loves us. And if it's victim, it's when my father loves me, and if he knows that I have some needs, I'll tell him what I need. So he certainly will help me out. I need some money, I need a recommendation, I need something. He could tell me something. The whole rest will give me what he tells. So I know that the Rebbe Shlom loves me, so I'll speak to him. Isn't it right? Why not? That I have an eight star that you have to damage the Rebbe Shlom, how can you look at him and that's the mitzvah of Amunah. That's the mitzvah of Amunah. We believe in this mitzvah of God. We believe that he blessed it to us. That's how Rashi writes. Not that the Ramban was mistaken for the Tzibur of Estar and the right of Ramban in Zichar as mitzvah of Eretz. He's mistaken whether that's reason to count it as a separate mitzvah. And if I have the mitzvah of Amunah, it should be subsumed under it. It's just a branch of the mitzvah of Amunah. It's not an independent mitzvah. So Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we have to move the next star. Because Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, as you may have been, not only Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, but the Mishani says Pesach and Shavuot and Sukkot, because the Mishni says Ba'atot Kok and Yerem Yidam, the Pesach and Yidam Al Asvu, and the Chal Yidam Al Amayim, and so on. So all the other Tzayim are, have the status of an Eish Tzor. The people of the Eish Tzor is Yichud Be'Raish. What's that? That's why the women have only got to see Dabar Hashem and Kippur, that's what they're right. You know, all your mom is our mother. I don't know, the Ramban says even on Shabbos, he says Mikra Kodesh means you have to die in Tfilah B'Tzibur, that's even on Shabbos, even on Shabbos, not that's good. That's how one is a different term. Then the Mishnah, the Gemara comments on the Mishnah says, Rumen HaMukhriz and Mezuzah. Shita, Mezuzah says, HaMukhriz and Mezuzah, Shlaz, Man Gloma. The Gemara says, Ma the time of all the Yuskish Tamtar, and Rumen HaPatri Tamtar, Kama Shema, and that is not Yuskish Tamtar, Rumen HaMukhriz and Mezuzah. He wants to discuss, why don't we really have to sit and write the wrong mezuzah for the rest? Because the Gemara says, and women cannot write the wrong mezuzah. Why not? Because we're not going to pass it to Pshat and write the Rebecha, or Pshat and write the Rebecha, or Pshat and write the Rebecha, 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 since a woman is not mechuyev and putting on tefillin, her nachas tefillin, so we're not kosher to write mezuzah. The pasuk of Tatma mezuzah is Pesach v'Sherecha, but the man from Tiatinami, the woman is kosher to write in the Sagittaria and tefillin as well, not only for writing a mezuzah. What about the nail the mezuzah on the door? See, a bunch of single girls have an apartment together, and they've got mezuzahs, and they want a nail mezuzah, so they're not kosher to write in the mezuzah. What about the nailing off the mezuzah? Let's say the painters are painting the apartment and they have their heads and they want to dirty up the beautiful mezuzah. So they take time to go, you can take time to mezuzah. Yes, they finish painting the mezuzah. Yes, and I can have to get on the mezuzah up again. So I realized that it was taken down for about, is that kosher or not? If a bread puts out the mezuzah, is it kosher? What's the issue? A bread is not kosher to exceed the mezuzah. So he doesn't wait for it. Later that, on the office of the mezuzah, clear the mezuzah. Set a special group of people up, and a special week eager. The mezuzah is not the same anymore. If the person says the mezuzah is good or not, you need shvius for shmua now. They're number one for yeshiva. So we ask them a lot, because the painters have painted the walls in the building, so they took some and literally put it up. So they say, oh, the Rebbe is thinking, they say, okay. The next question is, I don't know. In my ear, I then he told them, that's a machleik v'cham. They want to know, what do you need to say? He says, no. He couldn't think of any lies, but he needs the shmua. So that's the shayla. If you hold that, you need the shmua. So shvius on mezuzah, and a great cannot be covered in mezuzah. So once you say like that, then there's already room to say that an Isha Tzula for Kriya Samizuzah as well, right? One could say that that's Pshat and that's very Takasuk. When it says in the Gemara that an Isha cannot write there's a kind of shot was caught in that way. So the place is there, and people have men on the face, both there in the foundation, and that's the only thing that a woman cannot tie stitches. It seems the women are supposed to be sitting down and tie stitches. The person says, I'll get out there. You see, there's a set of plastic over here. If you don't have the plastic over there, the woman can't tie stitches. How would they tell you this? How would Rabbi Natan explain the Mishnah in Sukkot that a girl can make this, a girl can put this car on? You see, if you don't need a plastic over there, but there's no plastic to look through. They must have to do plastic like this rule. The Shana has a project that the Shkach has to be put on the Shema. And so the Shkach says, Mechor, the Shem says, I'll send this, you put it to the Shema like this. And the Shema like Shad, Mechor, the Mut is just a Gzuma. But there is no Dina of the Shema. According to the Shema, but there is no project that says that we need the Shema, that's a good performance craft, there's nothing else. You don't have a project that says it's no good, that is good. Now, how does a man have been a time not to say without a project? What a project? He says, but a woman cannot try stitches. A woman cannot tie stitches because she's not the queen in the mitzvah, just like a woman cannot write children because she's not the queen in children. No, but children is a special part because she's not the queen in the heckish. The smoking is a heckish, but she can't tie stitches, so there's no process. Have you ever been a time to say that anyway? No, there is no has a process. That'll be 87, not the 187, that's what happened. That's it. That's a shiloh. That's a shiloh can accustom and tie stitches on us. That's a shiloh. That's the shayla. Can a cotton tie stitches? What's the shayla? Do you need the shmata? That's a machlokes tefilah from the Rambam. The Gemara says a girl cannot tie stitches. That's a pasuk. That was an Yisrael. The name is Rabbi. The Gemara asked him, a girl cannot tie. So does that mean only a girl is no good? What about a Yisrael cotton? So the Rambam says you don't need hanocha. You don't need shira tie stitches in the shmata. And then he told us to do it. Even my grandfather said he can't do the shmata. That's a cotton. That is also no good because he needs the shmata. Okay, so that's the same. Abinatan doesn't say it's a drush. Abinatan says it's a smara. So just like the Gemara has a passage that a woman cannot write, say the text of a woman's loser because she is in the Kshira, so who has been nami, she cannot tie, he thinks it. He doesn't think so great, so a woman like this. He doesn't say that. And the other side disagrees with him, and they don't. They didn't darshan that text. So what is Abinatan driving at? How does he get from this Gemara by three that says the kind of thing we do, the woman cannot tie, it's just the connection. But you see that by sukkah it's not correct, there is no mamasin. A woman can make a sukkah, a girl can make a sukkah, even though the girl and the woman are not in the sukkah. You see, if you want to create a chesed shal mitzvah, it must be a bati yuvit. I don't have to know that sukkah is very much to fill it. Sukkah is not very much, so how do you know that sukkah is very much to fill? That's the same discussion. So the Rachmanim answer, the Mishkan Sanchez says in the Rachmanim answer that the Rabbi Natan means to say the following. The Goyim already say this, Rachman has a Mosaika like this, and the Mishkan Sanchez says this, and the Rishan is going like this. Wherever there's any Bateris, the same area cannot create the Shema in that area. Whenever you leave the Shema, and somebody's any Bateris, you cannot create the Shema. Let's say, I'm never Kinaimi, the any Bateris keep me to do Shema. So now the Kinaimi is going to write a guest, the guest will not be crushed. The Sidika girl has to be the Shema. And whoever is able to tell you that parasha, ask his kashayach to give him vision. He's not looking to create the Shema. So we have the Nami over here. That a woman cannot write filling. That is not correct. You might never need a parasha for that. Because a woman is not looking at himself, so she's able to tell you, so she cannot write filling in the Shema. But having that a woman can't write in the Zuzah, a woman is looking at the Zuzah. So that's what you might need a parasha. Of Shad and of Satma and the Zuzah, the Sandish Aleph, or whoever. She had no even children. Even though she's the Torah Mezuzah, I would have thought she had the Torah Mezuzah, so she can't write some, but she's the Torah Mezuzah. That's why I do the acting, that's why I do the practice of the Torah, so I can't write the Mezuzah, and hold it all together in the heart of Masa. And whoever can't write children can't write the Torah or Mezuzah either. But whenever you have a mitzvah that needs a field of Shema, whoever is any of the Torah Tavada can create the Shema. So that's what the Rabbi Natan says. We need the Shema. What if I made a house for the summertime for the kids to play in? But the Shema, you need the Shema. The fact that the Shema needs the Shema, a woman is going to make this sick, it will be possible. I depressed that if a woman likes to sit in good, that's because we pass like the zero. We pass them until you don't need a schmuck. If you don't need a schmuck, they can't say rather than the third can't say the schmuck. There's no problem. If you don't need a schmuck. That's the shiloh here. If you all that you need, if you all getting clear on the zero schmuck, if you all that God can't put up on the zero, where is the market to say, machlek is not right? And yes, the rabbi said he doesn't know. You have to think you couldn't figure out, that's the game. Where a guy can put up in Zuzu, so that's the issue. Where it's clear on the Zuzu, you need to show up. There's nothing more about it. Where it's clear on the Zuzu, see this on the Zuzu, you need to show up. That's the matter that you should have had. If you took it down, you put it back.
That's the matter that anybody can put it down. You
make the bread and you put it down. But then if you take it off and you put it back on, so the putting back on is the clear on the Zuzu. But you have to do the shmoah for the Sviyat and the Zuzu, even though the original Sviyat 2 years ago, once you put it down, once you take it off, even though you have to take it, put it back, I'm going to get into the Ashkenazi, we have to
put it back on the
You take that little figure for the deacon purpose and use it for 5 minutes, you got to say a new bracha when you come out. It doesn't happen to the stocks and the fiscal tumor. But that's the last mission, that's what they did. You take that little figure just to check and put it back up on the same day. With any reasonable time, you have to check it first. So we're going to take this to the deacon purpose to show it to one little bit of and then he's going to bring it back a month and a half later and then he's going to put it up. He's about to lift the little figure for a month and a half. He can't do that. Take them to do for a few hours and tell your kids and put it back up on the same day and have a taste. That you're allowed to do. So that's the machlek is achayr. If you take it and put it back up on the same day when you say bracha now. But the bracha purpose is we say that Ashkenazim hold that it's a hemsha and you don't say no bracha. But still, if the bride will put it up the second time, then we're sharing whether it's good or not. If you all believe how much it's on the increase on the Zuzu Lishma, so it won't be any good. So again, so if you hold that if it's incidental, if you hold that increase on the Zuzu Lishma, so thanks to the great temple there. And you're home, I said, I'll be in time that whoever, who, a woman is mufter from, whoever is not about Shia, cannot create the Shema in all of these areas. She must be cautious of the Zuzu. So really she should be cautious of lighting on the Zuzu. Right, so really she should be cautious. Even to light. Cautious to light. Even to light. So what does the Pasuk tell me? So that Pasuk is telling me that even though I should have only possible the woman to see that killing. Because she's not the Torah, so she can't create the Shema. That's exceeding the Zuzu, she is the Torah, so she shouldn't be able to create the Shema. So we learn that woman should have been able to rise in the Zuzu if there weren't a Pasuk. So what does the Pasuk tell me? That the third floor in the Zuzu, the Chayim Machter, they all have the same status. But since she's able to tell us, when God be the Silas, she has the status of an able to tell us even when God be the Zuzu. But then there's a mockum, you can still bring it up. There's a mockum to say that once you declare that she's considered any of the fellows with God in the Zuzu, not only she's possible for the Sidious on the Zuzu, she's possible for the Sidious on the Zuzu as well, because you need the Shmoah for the Sidious on the Zuzu, and the woman is considered any of the fellows because it goes together, the Sidious goes together with the Zuzu. There's a mockum, there's still a mockum to bring such a thing, there's a mockum to say such a she. That's one day like that, but we don't talk like that. Another woman could put up in the Zuzu. Great, that's enough lessons. But a mockery can put up in the Zuzu. That's a show. No, Chanukah is not a hocha. Chanukah is a mechui. Look at that pocket. Look at that pocket. So that's an issue. She can even put, yeah, the Gemara said the same. She can even put on the schach. A guy can also put on the schach. But you don't need the shiur. So that's not done. A guy can put on the schach also. As long as he put it the same sale. The woman can write a wrong to go also. A guy can write a good book, a student of English. Now, but even to get the English law, a woman can write a good book. That's a kasha. How can a woman write a guest? A woman is the only person who can see me. She can't see me. The woman asked the first time. She can never divorce her husband. She can never divorce her husband. So you want to raise that question, you want to answer it later.
No,
he takes
part
of the
original
consciousness. No, but I'm not. No, but I've been to town halls, Sheila said Sisters Lishma, Machlokes Isis Miram. The Taitis, she said that you need Lishma by Sisters. And I've been to town halls, whoever is able to tell us, can I create Lishma? That's the smart, that you don't need a prophet. I did not need a prophet by Fulham. So the Achayim say no, the Gemara needed a prophet that a woman is full of exceedus mizun, with exceedus, so they never needed a prophet. The Zayin of the Teres is drawn, so she's full of her writing, so they need Lishma. So a woman is the Teres mizun, so theoretically she shouldn't have been able to write the mizun. So that's what you need a prophet for this. So the Teres mizun and the mizun all go together, and whoever is any of the Teres mizun, you can put any of the Teres for mizun, but she shouldn't have been writing mizun. And the neighbor Rabbi Natan says, that is all without a prophet. He knows that you need Lishma for Tzitzis. That's why God is not good, because you need Lishma. And women are prophets and Tzitzis as my grandma. So the neighbor, you need Lishma. The woman is there to pay her Tzitzis. So she can't make Tzitzis. He's a machlokes in our friend within the Rabbi Natan Shita. If the Rabbi Natan holds that women are not allowed to tie the Tzitzis, what about to do the tree of Lishma? What about taking the wool and making it into string? The chutei tzitzis. So when you go to the store, if you want to buy separate chutei tzitzis and a separate shvayet, so they're more expensive. They sell two kinds of tzitzis. One is much more expensive than the other, and one is much more expensive. Says on the net or around it, that this is tzias anashim, tzias gvarim, as opposed to women. So the women steal the wool and make it into strings, it's less expensive. And then they take more money. I like this type of action. So they take more money. So that's an athletic and athletic.
What do you mean to make it? What could make it?
You assume that you need to feel the shmo. You might as you need to feel the shmo. But that's the shadow. How far did Rabbi Natan go? Machlokes in Achronis. How far did Rabbi Natan go? If you look on the rush and look at the tzitzis, the rush in the back of the knock and says, look at Tzitzis, look at Tzitzis, and there's rush, and look at Tzitzis, and he calls it Rabbi Natan. From the bottom of the stage, that's exactly who it is. It's the Makarish on the rush. Go to this Machlokes in Achronis. How far did Rabbi Natan go in his sheep so that a woman cannot tie Tzitzis, and even if you need to say that a woman cannot weave the Tzitzis to convert the wool into strings into the chutzim? Oh well, Daddy would be masterless. And the Mishkanesh Yankee says, they're wrong. The words are make a raw. Many times I go to Kumis and Kumis and this and that. The Rabbi Natan holds that whoever is able to tell us can create the Shema. Because a woman is not the Torah, so whatever needs the Shema, she can't create the Shema. So you need the Shema. And we talk, you need the Shema for the Tzuyah Sakutu. To convert the rule into the street, you need the Shema. So a woman can't. He says, it's not the Rabbi Natan we're only talking about time and not talking about Tzuyah. Why not? I've been a time scheduled, where does anybody tell us? Can't you English
more?
I'll put it in the show. And the women,
if you
the
show,
wasn't Sissi's thing? Yeah, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah, we also make the mitzvah, she's chal both on men and on women. But the chedesh at Sibur. Why not? The Rambam says that men and the women are mechuyiv in all the atiyat ha-mishkan. So Rabbi Natan holds that women are parted from Tzitzis.
Yeah.
So they can't create the Shema with Tzitzis. And Mishkan is never with Mishkan. So the Rambam says that the Tzitzis will tell us on men and on women. So I'm learning Mishkan and Rambam. How does the Rambam know that a Tzitzis on Mishkan is a Chiyot on women? She is a Tzitzis man grown. Because you don't get on how to make a Mishkan on Shabbos and Yom. It's not better Shabbos and Yom. So some are saying that men will be able to exercise my grandma. How does it? Why don't I like to be able to say that clear? With all the qualities of men and the women, everyone is mechuyev to build the Beit HaMikdash. I'm saying that, you can all learn that across the Kenya Bombers, but it's not that it's a Shabbos and Yantur, so let's consider it if you have to say that.
You can't make it that you're not the Shaykh of
Yantur. Yeah, it's true. It's true, it's my grandma because you don't like to go Shabbos and Yantur. No, we're not going to go out and make it through. But putting a, let's say putting a mezuzah. I don't know when a mezuzah off on Shabbat and Yantur. So you're going to call mezuzah and mezuzah and mezuzah and mezuzah and mezuzah. It's a malach, it's an elenot. If you can take a writing a parsha of mezuzah as a malach. Let's say the parsha is written already and you don't have to nail it, the cases of any other one, just going to slip it in on Shabbat. So the chayim say you want to do that, that's not called mangrom, it's just, a mitzvah is not called as mangrom just because you're not allowed to do mechal Shabbat to do the mitzvah. They do it without chivu Shabbat. So it happens that kimat everything that I see is on Mishkan is a malach. So when some things that I see is on Mishkan that are not a malach, you don't need to know to do them on Shabbat. It's not like skillers, is not knowing that Shabbos Yom Kippur. And Mishkan is not knowing that Shabbos. No, not Derech Shabbos. Something involved in Mishkan that does make Derech Shabbos, that body is doing on Shabbos Yom Kippur. That's the Tashbuk and the Teres on the Rama. The Rama says that women are also receiving an Atiyah from Mishkan. But we are the Teres. Yes, the Teres, I think we create Mishkan. Also, the Rama also. The Rama also sees that they should be being Mishkan. And the biggest man, 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 the women man, the biggest 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 man, the because even though the Rambam holds it, because the Rambam seems to say that women are only possible for prestigious things that say they're not possible for other ideas. The Rambam will have that for sure women can nail up the Mezuzah. The Rambam holds the only possible thing is Asiyat Chsav, Chsavta. Because the Rambam says that a woman cannot write the parishes and says from the Mezuzah, she cannot make a bias, batim, because the bias shall rush has a shin on it. And the woman is Tzula for Asiyat Hashim. And see from the Rambam that a woman is only true if I see as atheist. To make the true she can make, to make other things and for Zidah and Seer on the same she can make. But the Christian says even if that Rambam would appear that a Misha is only true if it's Seer and for Shara, see if even an English woman can write. But he says the Rabbi Shalom holds not so. Rabbi Shalom holds not so, that a woman is true for all of these. He encourages that they should be the Rambam that meaning, which they had. That the rhythm is to do the tears in the Sefer. He says that according to some Shem, according to many Shem, it would be possible to say the same. To do that, I found it attachment. Very simple. Very simple to put it back. Some have to put it back right away because you're about to lose it. If it's your Torah, if you didn't come up with Torah, why can't you take down the Mizuzah, put it out in the Mizuzah on temporarily? And then when you have this one, you have to put it back and take down the other Mizuzah. That's a little better for the building, so that's okay. But if you wait until it's for another day, then you have to sample. The more strange happened. Now the time, when I looked at the face of Shem and there was also my couple of my friends who was going, she looked at the face of Shem and I was going to be the special time of the meal. You know, whoever eats just like this, eat a snack. Everything has to be with Dodo and has to eat breakfast at a time, and lunch at a time, and supper. So now the time that that's probably going to be the same. The more important that people can eat whenever they want. So that is a bit of the Shulay of my lunch. Until then, the people you see all day long. And then I've got his daughter gave his manna missing them. So the manna is for the achievers, the manna is not for the bench. So the commercial was that benching was out of my mom. That's stupid. What's going to happen later? A good halamina. By women. Mm-hmm. It's strange. The more says this, I mean, what's going to happen later? I swear that women maybe only had the benching when they're not bottom. Maybe they're not afraid of benching out there. It's a different town. Nothing to do with my mom. It's 2 minutes, you know. Okay. So that wasn't the women of the Kiddush. Not being more about it, but I have an Ashma Chayyab, the Kiddush Hayyayim, the Zahar HaTayra, women of the Kiddush, inside Kiddush, and Shabbos, Min HaTayra, affecting more of the Amma'ai, how can it be, Mr. Shabbos, my Gromini? One of the Kiddush, say Kiddush on Shabbos, only once a week, let it be my Gromini, Mr. Shabbos, my Gromini, Ashma Chayyab, let them put it on Rabbi, Sabbaya, give Shabbos, and Rabbi, but Rabbi, but in essence, say what, women of the Kiddush, Kiddush, and Rabbi, and I tell the Kiddush, is my Gromini, that's it. Why am I reading the Rabban? Oh, my lady, Rabban, it's the Rabban, it's Tabaya, it doesn't make sense. First of all, the Hovda Terekom, First of all, a lot of Abba said that Mokhoyim is the Baal Shem. I mean, I'm telling you, not to be Rabbana. I think he would say that he meant to say that Rabbana. Oh, now my cash there. If you're telling me that, then I tell you the women I thought of in Kiddush. They want to be the Rabbanon. So what's the difference between Kiddush and the Tivas Lubav and the Tia Shefer? And all other Mr. Sefer says my grandma, who say that the women are Mokhoyim, and all Mr. Sefer says my grandma, Mr. Rabbanon. And then I tell you that part of the Rabbanon, the old not I can't become Mr. Sefer in the Chadin, Mr. Rabbanon, or Mr. Sefer says my grandma. My understanding of Kiddush and all the others, Shabim Mechazim. Well, my Rabbi's name, what Abba Rabbi meant to say was the following. We have a klal of a hekish. If you have two dinimits in the same pasuk, we assume that there's a connection. So here, it's even better. Not only, but it's not that they're written in the same pasuk. Zohar B'Sham is written in two different places. It says one is in Shmoyt, one is in the Bar. That they were B'Dib Re'echa then. The Gemara says they were then with B'Dib Re'echa, because both of proclaimed and pronounced both of our tzachas. Ma she'el ha'tei yechol ha'adab of Allah has in Chayim B'Shmoyt. So the Gemara says in Shmoyt, that's why there's a, it's better than a hekish. That's why it has the status of a hekish and better than a hekish. The Gemara says in Shulah, Zohar B'Sham of Kol She'et, with the Dibur Echad then, when therefore there's a Hek, it's Kol She'et, the Mishmira, yes, the Mishmira, the Hadi, and Ashi, and the women, how do you say the Mishmira? Shama means the Lois has to not do the work. It's a Lois has to, even though it's not wrong in Asha Makai. That you can't check it, that you know, that the women are Mishmira even more than Hadi. Isha Kata, the Ishmira, is Mishmira, that's the Mishmira, that's the Mishmira, that's the Mishmira, that's the Mishmira, that the women have all the same fear as men, that they love him. The symptom of Queen Shama, therefore it's neighbor to Zukhi, therefore they have the misconception of Mangrona also. The Gemara has such a similar discussion about the Master. How do you know the women are Queen the Master, well, Tessa, who should be as Mangrona? The Gemara says it's written in the same part with the Master of Achille of Chaman. And what is Achille of Chaman to say, Allah, and what is Mangrona, the women are Queen, from the Mary, the Queen is in the essay as well. The essay of Master. Tessa, she would obviously have a Kasha, once you say the same regarding Tittus. In Chumash Dvar, you have Sutsukim one next to the other, Shatnes and Sutsukim are one next to the other. And in Gemara, it's a Gemara, it's a Gemara, it's a Gemara, and the Kavah Tere Kula from the inspiration, it's a Gemara, 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 one part of the Gemara, it has the same status of the Hekish on that, and in Chumash Dvar, everybody's Masna has the status of the Hekish, and therefore, the Gemara, it's a Gemara, that the Mokka in Sitzes is permitted to wear Kavah. That's how you know the Kavah, that's the Tekalan Sese. That's the Mokka, that's the Tekalan Sese. The client is looked at the Mokka and trust Sitzes. But the Tekalan Sese, Akasha, it's the Gemara that he says that that's the Hekish. The one should say Koshi Hesh, no. So you should say that either one way or the other, either women should be part of Shat, women should be permitted to wear Shatim, or women should be obligated to wear Sitzes. And we know that it's both wrong. We know the Gemara has the machlokes where the women have to wear tzitzit. And the Gemara says that it depends whether it's mangrama or not. We're talking about it's mangrama and women are better from tzitzit. And we know the Gemara thinks that women are forbidden to wear shatim. We know how to read it. The Gemara thinks that women are forbidden. It's not that bad. Shatim should be mixed because the women are not allowed to wear it. The women are not wearing shatim. It's not going to be mixed. We see from the Gemara thinks that women are forbidden to wear mixed. We see from the Gemara brothers that women are forbidden to wear shatim. We see from the Gemara brothers that women are forbidden from tzitzit. So why is it Dash and Koshi Eshno? So that's what the Tetris is shutting into. And the side of the Gemara opponents that they shut him into that when you say Koshi Eshno Mazer, Eshno Mazer, that's by Kiddush in Malachi where the Kiddush of Hayyam is Machayv and Bo. That's by Pesach Night where the Kiddush of Hayyam of Yomtav of Pesach Hatsiz in Chalent and is Machayv and Matzit, the same Kiddush of Hayyam. So either the Kiddush HaTayim is relevant to the person is not relevant. But then say, Koshi Yesh Nuzay, Yesh Nuzay. It's one package deal. Then you're going to say, Shat Nuzay, Dictus. How can you say, Koshi Yesh Nuzay, Yesh Nuzay? It's unrelated. Chomis is also all 7 days of Pesach, and the Matzah is only the first night of Tzivah. The Kiddush HaTayim of Pesach. The Kiddush HaTayim is the same. That Kiddush HaTayim is the Chayim of Matzah the first night. So you can say Kiddush HaTayim. That's another question. They say, why do you need that Rosh Hashanah to tell me because she asked me about Tech Lachamah Yashin Yichom Mocha Masa? Why not say, Atanad Yerushanah? The Tech says, on this is the right, it doesn't apply. You only say, Atanad Yerushanah, and this is the right. And this is right. And I'll be crazy if the Gemara says it's right, and I'll look at the Charity, and I'll be crazy if it's right. But on this is the right, like Suki, you can't say women are in the free because Atanad Yerushanah. And look at their eyes, it doesn't look like. In yeshivas, they say they have the thing. Yeshivas, they say, the richness, yeshivas, they say, based on the face are lazy. It's a little bit unless it's treasure. The master stuff of Aya Chayus. It says that the Malachim came to a way in Sudai when he gave them masses. One is Matus. Rashi says that it was Yes Hester. One is Yes Matus. He says the Chumash that the reason why we eat Matus is Shalat Mashem Ra. Hashem Shalit Shik Vitekar Shalat Hashem Ra Hachem Hashem Ra Hachem 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 So it didn't happen yet. So what you're eating matzah before the story happened? So the Beit HaLevi has a whole bira, and what else will I add it on, a bira and shirashirin. The Rebbe Shalom had these mitzvahs to learn from Kedim Bria Tarlam. The mitzvahs were before the Rosh Hashem Shem Duhar. He wanted to have a young to have good on the Chedish Nisim with Pesach Ma, with a cousin and Pesach Ma from Ra. And then the Rebbe Shalom saw to it that the history, the Rosh Hashem controls the street behind it. So he thought to it that he'd give some time to the Kerenism that his faith that the Yantam should be a Chedesh Abiva. And he thought to it that they should be in a rush, and it should be the history of the sake of the order that the Mitzvah of Masses that he wanted from Kedim B'nai Tehran should have to deal with this. And they should suffer a Mitzvah so the Moral should make sense of it. So the Kodim Tessah should make sense of the Matmah. He leaked the history in order that the Mitzvah should make sense of it. It's not because the Mitzvah should give a Machal HaMaisa. So that's what they say in Yeshivas. When can you say that the women on the Cleveland and Mr. Sessus has not grown as an exception to the Kara Apen Adios Sanez? That's only on Mr. Derabonim. Mr. Derabonim instituted Lachar Amais. Yes, the historical event happened, but the Hakonim came along and they decided to make a mitzvah commemorating the history. That the mitzvahs are right, they're not commemorating the history, but right, that the others fulfilled the mitzvahs before the history happened. The history was done in order to fit in with the mitzvah, not the mitzvahs to commemorate the history. That's this thing right there. But in Yeshiva, in the Seif Achavim, but in Yeshiva they say like that. The Yeshiva is today. It's based on the Beit HaLevi. The Beit HaLevi is one of the points we say. That the mitzvahs existed before the history happened. But that's why it's not so I have to say. I think if I'm not mistaken, I think tomorrow we'll be Prague, right? Do you want to Yeah. I think tomorrow we'll be Prague, right? The whole shot. So that's why Achavim had Yesh HaNez. In one place, one of the stories. I think we'll say that's why Taisha says that mitzvahs there are born on. Only you say Achavim had Yesh HaNez, and mitzvahs there are right there. That the mitzvah is the right, that the mitzvah is not in commemoration of the history. The history is in order to fit in with the mitzvah. The history was Greek. Right? But that is one of the Sabbath and things matter. Not just the other said about the little commandment to eat mitzvah. Right? We usually assume that Yishama Tezriyal is the same as Lord, unless it's clear that it's Yishama Dez. The Ramana Kodesh writes on the process of Anasera Tadir, the Sanhedrin, he writes that the Pshuta Yishama goes on the Yisra Malacha, goes on Allah, and Zachar is in the successor, it's two completely different things. Zachar is there, and Yishama is the Lord there. So that's how the Gemara explains. That's how you know that women are mukhitzah. You see, for this Gemara, two things. First of all, you see that Kiddush on Shabbos is their right. The Gemara runs out of the Shabbos. The Zachar is on Shabbos with Katsha. We usually translate Zachar, remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. But the Tanayim Darshan, maybe that's Chuka. They Darshan, Rosh and Zachar, and Rosh and Lahaz are here to mention. Mention the day of Shabbos. Be Mekadosh. Zachare Walayai. Lahaz. Zachar ben Tishka, yes, that's the Pshuta Shemikra. Zachar, remember the whole week long, remember Shabbos, don't forget that Shabbos is coming. But an additional level of interpretation, which is their answer, is Zachar Mahazik is the Nebuchadnezzar. As the Gemara says, how do you know that you have to learn the Megillah? It never says. It says Shalach Man, it says Matanik Al-Yaylin, it says Peter, it never says there's a thing to learn the Megillah. So the answer is because it says, Hayal Vayelah, Nizikari and Hashem. Nizikari means Mikra Megillah. How do you say that? Because Nizikari is Mahazik, the mention, not just the days I remember, the days I mentioned. So Zachar Sayyam, he taught in the Mitzvah, now he met with the Mitzvah of Tzitzin 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 Here's the big machlekes in Yishan, how far this sex is goes. The Ran, the Yerenim, the Cheshav, of course, have been in time that women are mechivim in Shabbos Shudas, and women are mechivim like a mission that also on Shabbos, because I didn't have the Yerenim, it's because we've been mixed with the Rabbana, and everything is Echel Mon, Echel to the next of the Mon, that I have like a mission on Erev Shabbos, and the Erev is three parts of Shabbos, Hayom, 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 the Erev is three parts of Shabbos, and Echel Mon, we should reach Shabbos Shudas and like a mission, so women are also mechivim. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ram says he does understand. He thinks that Rabbeinu Tam is right, but Rabbeinu Tam doesn't understand right, but Rabbeinu Tam has to say. So we don't, because Rabbeinu Tam has the Yer Tam. That's not possible. Yesh Tam Yisham and Yesh Tam Yisham, they make even all his man grommet. Even if it's not grommet, they make even everything. So the halakha and the they both say the same thing. The Ram and Rabbeinu Tam. They both say that the women are Mechayim Yisham, the women are Mechayim Yisham, and they keep a different head. So the Pashtus is that it's a fundamental machlok. How do you understand this hekish? Because Yesh Tam Yisham or Yesh Tam Yisham. The Ram understands it the way that says Yisham and Yivamis that we just mentioned said. That it's the same tradition for them that Mechayim in Malachi and that Mechayim in Kiddush, Mechayim in the Rabban and Shalosh, Mechayim in the Mishnah. If one tradition for them either is relevant to you, it's not relevant. It's one package deal. But women, if the tradition for them of Shabbos is Mechayim the women in Yisham Malachi, to me it's Mechayim in everything. That's how they're not understand. But Rabban Tam does not understand it like that. That is one tradition. That's why Tesh is there in Yivam is there. The Kasha, that maybe women should be even since it's a mitzvah to their kalayim, and Tesh doesn't mention like the Tesh Hashem says. That the only time you dash and call Sheshmer is when it's one's man, it's one tradition. Yeah, there's one passage, they don't understand, then they give a different territory. A different territory in dashing in the city. So the Rabbi Natan doesn't understand the topic like that, called Sheshmer, the Shammah, Yeshmer, the Zohar, that it's one tradition for them, it's not. He understands differently. Now there's a special connection between Kiddush and Yisrael Malacha, and that special connection doesn't apply to any of the other mitzvahs. What could it be possibly the special connection? The fact one could say as follows. That the Rambam writes that on Shabbos not only is it forbidden to do malacha, the Rambam writes, what if a person is retired and he never does malacha anyway? What if an old person lives in an old age home, never lives, never turns on the light, never washes the dish, never cooks the food, never polishes the shoes, he has other people do all of it, and never does anything. So the Rambam says there's a problem on Shabbos, where is it going to be Shvita on his carriage? He says you have to have that it should be wicked that you're not doing malacha because of Shabbos, not time that you retire. So the Rambam says that's what a Chachamim instituted all the Dinim of Muktzeh, that he's abstaining. Leman Yanuach, the Rambam understands from the phrase Leman Yanuach, that you have to have Shvita on the carriage. Not Stam, that you shouldn't do Malacha, that you're not doing Malacha, should be in a fashion that is weaker, that is because today is Shabbos. So the Rambam says that's what a Chachamim instituted Muktzeh, in order that there should be more restrictions, that everything should blend in together. Muktzeh, well, it should blend in with Yisrael Malacha, that it should be weaker, that he's abstaining from Malacha because today is Shabbos. So one could say, perhaps, that's what Rabbi Natan understood also, Zohar B'Shamah. That the purpose of reciting Kiddush is to accomplish that the Shvita from Malacha should be a Shvita out of character. I say today has Shvita Chagai, and therefore I'm not doing Malacha. That's why I don't do Malacha. Well, I'm going along to Malacha also. They have Zohar Malacha Nasai Yechim. They have their workers to do all the Malacha for them. They don't drive the truck all week. They don't write. They don't turn on the light. Someone else does all the Malacha for them. So that's not called the Shvita out of character. And maybe that's how the Rabbi Natan understood that it's a local, special, heckish, a special relationship that's between Yisrael Malach and Kiddush, that the Kiddush is for the purpose, it's like a Brichas HaMitzvah and the Shvitzim Malach. The Kiddush is something like a Brichas HaMitzvah, we recite that Malach, that we're not going to do Malach today because today has a Kiddush payment. It's only a connection between Kiddush and Malach, has application to Shalosh Shudas, to Torah Mishnah, to anything else. But that's what Rabbi Natan had to come on to a new Svar. That's it's happened right here and there, but the mitzvahs in the Rabbanon, the Shalashudas, and Lach Mishnah, Zecha Laman, and the women participated in the Nesha Laman, so that's where the Mukhi is in this as well. Right? But the Ekish is only between Kiddush and Malacha, so I made a time for that too. It's only right, between Kiddush and Malacha. The Ram understands the broad Hekish. It's one tradition for Yayim that's either relevant to you or not relevant. So if it's relevant for Malacha, every aspect of the tradition of Yayim is relevant. But the Ram doesn't understand the Hekish like that at all. We mentioned that there's a Nimin of Pesetah Shabbos. More than that in Sukkot, there's a Nimin of Pesetah Shabbos. When a person is Noyim, the Chol HaKodesh, which aspects of Shabbos begin to be Noyim? So Pesetah Shabbos is the Chol that he gave to Malacha. What about reciting Kiddush? If a person is Noyim, the Chol HaKodesh, can he recite Kiddush before the sun sets? Or do you say no? The Sefer Shabbos is only negated to Malacha, and it doesn't apply to any other than Mishnah. So the Gemara has a shadow later in Brachas. The Gemara says, Rav Tzolik to Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, Rav Kiddush on HaKos. He says Kiddush also. You see, Shmamina, he can say Kiddush also. So the shadow is, he says Kiddush after Kiddush Malacha Masudah. That's the watch, and he has to start the meal. But if he starts the meal, and he finishes the meal, and he benches before Shabbos, is the Yerzeh the Shulah Shabbos also before Shkriyah? So that's a Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. It's two days and 10 days from the beginning of Adar Pesach. So you be yes, it's good as Shabbos, and the Bar Yom is not that
second.
The Shabbos Shabbos is not all that the Tosefis is called for all things of Shabbos. It's all aspects of Kalagadi Malacha, Kalagadi
Kiddush. If you have done the Shreva, then you can do the Zohra. The Shreva is from the Zohra. But you can do the Zohra
before. So one group of Rishonim say that the Sefer Shabbos is not Kalagadi Sude, not yet the Sude Shabbos. And the Sefer Yantis is not Chiyat Simcha yet. And for Tzatzis Sukkis, there's no Chiyu Meishu Bar Sukkim, you're just like Tzatzis for Tzatzis Pesach, you can't be 8% of Mal Tamara. You can't be 8% of any other mitzvah during this Mal Tzatzis, but only two mitzvahs are on Melache and Kiddush, and nothing else. That's the Shabbos. What is Mal Tzatzis on Melache and Kiddush? Where do you think on Yisur? The Kavir Adil Atam is Nisur, that's exactly the Hekish of the Melache and Kiddush are connected. Kiddush is to make the Yisur Melache into a Shvi Tzatzis, that's all. But once you have a deal that the Tzatzis Shabbos Kalagabi Yisur Melache, it's the name of Kalagabi Kiddush. Kiddush and Malacha go together. Zafah v'shama, but that's a deal, not necessarily. It could be the Gabi Suda Nath, and the Gabi Chiyav Sukhti and Yeshiva the Sukhti Nath. And the Gabi Nitzvah Sukhti and Yantra Nath. You have to have Kiddush and Malacha, so if you have to begin with Suda Nath, but it could be that you wouldn't be able to do it. If you finish eating the day long, one day Rishonim is going to not be able to do it. So the Kiddush is the Kiddush is a first, the Kiddush is a first. The case is a third for this food, but you wouldn't be late to the food if you just finish eating the garden. You have to continue to eat the wine past Palaiva. That's one day in the shed. It's a major machlokes in the shed. The Ran should hold that. It's not Bukhra, but the Ran should hold. And then everything. Once you say that the death of Shabbos is called a Gabi Kiddush, the Chayyid means that the Shabbos is everything. Unless you're going to say, like the Ramam writes, unless you're going to say the Ramam writes, that the Rambam one points out this Rambam. The Rambam writes that the Chiyuv to recite Kiddush is either at the beginning of Shabbos, before, immediately before Shabbos begins, or right after Shabbos begins. Like Havdalah. When you say Havdalah, when Shabbos is over, either right before Shabbos is about to end, Gemara has later said the Shabbos Chak, a person can recite Havdalah, Yom Tovah Yareish, Yom Tovah Yishamim, but he says Havdalah after Plag HaMincha. Late in the afternoon of Shabbos, or right after Shabbos is over. But I would like the mitzvah, he said the definition of the mitzvah, the right of Kiddush and Avdolah, and he said Kiddush and Avdolah, some of which can be Sato, Lithiato, either immediately before, immediately after. But say like the Rambam, there's no right with anything with that, that you can say Kiddush and Avdolah. You can, the Rambam, you can only say Kiddush on Erev Shabbos before you Mekabel Pesach Shabbos. Not because you're in Mekabel Pesach Shabbos, that's why you're able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. No, the Magen Avraham points out, the Rambam says you can say Kiddush even if Pesach Shabbos is not Chal. Even if there weren't any room at Pesach Shabbos, it's Chal of Pesach Shabbos. Look at that. Like the Rambam doesn't believe in all of Pesach Shabbos. That's the Shabbos. That's what does it mean? He knows that you're not in the Kiddush to be making the Chal of Pesach Shabbos. But if you are making it, it's Chal. It is Chal, it is Chal. Or perhaps the Rambam holds that even if you make it, it's not even Chal at all. That's a big deal in Akhari. So the Rambam sounds like he holds that it's not even Chal at all. At least when but he holds that it's Tomach. He holds that if you say Kiddush during his mind, of course that would be considered Tomach like himself. That's what the Rambam sounds like now. But the other Rishonim that don't think all like that. They seem to say that the fact that you can say Kiddush when you're in the capital for Sefer Shabbos is because Shabbos has entered already. So you see that the Kiddush of Ayyavah Shabbos entered when you make Mechal HaKadosh Yisrael, it's Chalag Abi Malach, it's Chalag Abi Kiddush. We have a Machlech, it's Chalag Abi Sude, is a Chalag Abi Simchas Yontek, is a Chalag Abi Mitzvah Sukkis, or is it not only for these two dinim, because these two have a special connection?
What do they say, Rahul Sefer Shabbos Mahan,
what is it?
Where do they get
here?
It says,
yeah, but
where is the stuff?
Okay. Yeah, we start in the Shulchan Aruch right sentence that you want to be a Sefer Shabbos Mahan. I'm not doing that wrong. So the Lord says, yeah, show me that you must hear the Lord. Is that how we come? Okay, yeah. Do you not, just because the person was late in the Chol Moed HaKodesh, doesn't necessarily mean that it's no longer Friday. It's still that calendar is there. So then the Chol Moed can still test you. Right, the task is like the Tosfos says, it says in a few places, how can I be a Tosfos, it only works on a mitzvah that I bought. it doesn't apply to a mitzvah, whatever the answer is. As he says, it's only a svar in the Rabbanon, or it only works on a mitzvah the Rabbanon. And the more wanted to make women who even Kiddush and Atzeiv, but that's why they had a Hekish. They didn't just rely on Atzeiv and Atzeiv and Gershon. Okay, so that's the Gemara. This Gemara has two Kiddush. Kiddush number one, that Kiddush is the Raisa. That Kiddush is the Raisa. And the Kiddush, the Rabbanon points to that, that we can't Kiddush is one of the Tariyab Nitzvah, so he says, I saw you use a kind of investment, so he says, no, the Gemara says, Vatera. This Gemara calls it Vatera. So if you see that this is not Chutish on Mikra, but it's closer to Chutish on Mikra than other Midish HaTan Rezman. Any other thing that's how we learned that from Midish HaTan Rezman, he says, that's Torah Shema HaTan, don't count it as part of the Torah of Mikra. But he says, Kiddush, on Shabbos, the Gemara calls it Vatera. So the Gemara is telling us that that's considered Mamish Torah Shema HaTan. It's not called Torah Shema HaTan. And the Gemara says that women are mechuyavim kiddush. Now the Gemara has a shaila. Amar Rav Yehuda Rabbi, what about birchas hamazon? Who sent it to us? Such a bad pashut. The women are mechuyav pshit, and the only have a meaning we could crush those words. Maybe I would have thought that Benjamin was my grandma because there is man and the other when you eat the meals, you eat breakfast, one step at a time. But then the Gemara is going to come up with a new angle. Maybe women are only mechuyav to Benjamin the Rabbah. Amar Rav Yehuda Rabbi, that's just birchas hamazon. The Mishnah says that mechuyav to Benjamin, that they are right to the Rabbah. Then you know, my last communion. But if the woman is on the case to bench with the Rabbanon, then she cannot bench to be married to her husband, she might say, no, if he doesn't have a bench, he has to say, wait for what after her. He has to say, after the whole bench. Shafik should be a more obvious Afghanist. Why does the Gemara give that to bring his brother and quote his father? Why does the Gemara give that obvious Afghanist to Shafik? If it's a dinner rice, it's taken a rice of a woman. Who doesn't remember? She benched her after that, Shafik. If she's Mukhib and Atara, she has to bench over Mukhib and Atara, she doesn't have to bench over. They quote the Tariq from his father. Could you have him quote the Tariq from his father? Why didn't he say Sufik? So he says, what's life of this value? Whether women are Mukhib to bench or not. The Gemara doesn't have any Pshita. More, it sounds like it's life in the Bible of Pshita. It sounds like it's in the Bible of Pshita. That's what the Baal HaMor picks on the Rif over here. Because the Rif left out a chunk for the Gemara. The Gemara has in the Bible of Pshita and Akhilina where the woman can bench to be Mukhib and man. And So the Ritz didn't quote anything in the priest of Benjamin Atzeret. That's how the Ritz holds. It's Nipshita. I know it's Nipshita. If the Mark couldn't be pushing it, so the Ramban is going to explain how it's well ruled. How to be Ritz outsmart the Gemara. If the Gemara couldn't prove what it is, then he says that the Gemara right side of Mahina, hey, it's going to work, and we'll have to learn the... But the Balamah holds that it's not so, that it's like the Bible of Shikha. That's the Prima Gurdon goes like the Balamah. The Shukhanah, we talk to like the Balamah, not like we'll have to. You don't hold like this Ramban. This Ramban is based on an assumption But this Ramban is where she says, he explains it all. He says that the Greek was Poshet, even though the Gemara wasn't Poshet, because the Gemara goes with the Svar Kazayis, and the Rabbanan, and the Rishon Kazayis, and I said, well, she'll see how it is. So the people got it, is assuming, like the Baal HaMor, that it's in the Bible like Shita. So he quotes his father, the Gemara wanted to give an Afkanina, that's Nagia La'alocha La'alocha. That's going to be La'alocha. So he says, the Gemara couldn't give an Afkanina of Sophie, because Allah Almighty says the woman does not have to bench over. Because according to this, the bench, the woman is on Mukhit to bench when the Rabbanon is mistaken, the Rabbanon will call her Mukhit. According to this, that a woman is Mukhit to bench when I tell her, but that's a Sophie, that's even not like Shifra and Mukhit. On the level of their eyes, it's a sex thing. Maybe she's not Mukhit to bench at all on the level of their eyes. Doesn't have to bench at all. Maybe she's Mukhit to bench. Maybe she benched there. She doesn't remember. So if you have a mitzvah that when I tell her, you're not Mukhit, a mitzvah that's a Sophie, whether you're Mukhit when I tell her, but the Rabbanon is not Mukhit. So he says, on the level of their eyes, you can't say sex in the eyes of the woman. If it's light in the Bible, like she's when you're Mukhit when I tell her, can you always light a sex thing? So maybe you're not Mukhit to the clown when I tell her.
I've got the Rabban, you've got everything. Take the Rabban and cool it. If I'm sitting for that, then I bet on the level of the Rabban and take the Rabban and cool it. On the level of the right, then it's right much sexy. So that's why the Gemara, that's where it goes to stop. That's why God didn't give an afkamina of stuff, eh? Because the God didn't give an afkamina, keeping in mind that it's going to remain and he's going to let sheep for about 3 or 2 months of Alamah. Yes, so that's what his father's chapa. His father and I follow the Gemara wants to give an afternoon and knowing in advance. When they wrote the Gemara, they probably gave him an afternoon also, probably. But the Gemara, then, when they added to the Gemara, so they knew that it's going to apply by the Bible as she said. So they wanted to give an afternoon that's Negea, it's not as if. So the afternoon of Celtic is not Negea, because it's going to boil down to a sex thing.
Why didn't the Gemara say it has to be a
The Gemara says later in the Mesichta that when you bench Birchat Hamazon, it's not sufficient to thank the Baruch Shalom for the food. The Chalta was rather than after Hashem Alakech, Allah was Hatzad Hashem Alakech, the Gemara says Allah. The harvest when he's not going to cave it for his colleague and the women didn't get a chelet for it. I didn't show me like, love God. No, that's not an I. Women didn't get a Yerushim. Whenever the known men, whenever the known male Yerushim that the women get. The Rashi said, no, that's different. Chelet Adim hem not to show me yet in some different thing is a special thing. The women are not the same as the men in Yerushim. So that's how Rashi claimed that was the Yibayat, the Lashita, because the women, because maybe the women are considered like not to chelet for it. So therefore, they're not mechiyev to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for Eretz Yisrael. And if you bench the Moses later on Daphne and Tess, if you leave out Bris, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, says Ma'akim, you're not yet to the benching. So if the women are not mechiyev in part, maybe they're not mechiyev at all. Maybe they're not mechiyev in any part of benching at all. Because they're not mechiyev to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for Eretz Yisrael, and every God. So maybe they're not mechiyev to thank for the food. Tess disagrees with Rashi. Tess says, the Tema, the place is even asked on Russian. So first few lines they quote the Rashi, and then after the period, around the seventh line, they say the same, what how can it be? God will be Nami to boy, shall we run not to Chalet for Ores? Also, the Yelah Kadam will be Chalet for Nachman, and also be good. So you should also ask Hashem, but the Kadam will be Nami to the benchman at Turkey, they don't have to thank the punishment to Earth, sure. It's Kayla, you're too like Aaron, they say, Boston, this is a Muslim, that's a nice man. Kayla, you can't thank the human. You can't do the Mechabit coin to bench the Zulu, because all of the inventions only have to bench to be nice to all the others. As far as that according should be, a speaker of the right, there is Mukhi to bench for that because we're not the same as well. That's great, it's cash against us.
Mr. Bob, it's amazing. We're in the first section, especially for Karim, that has the ability to take
you through the entry. Look at it.
According to Rashi, before they let the bench of
the only time I've
ever
heard. The only time I've ever heard. Before they came to Israel, so they only said the first broker. And then at that time, with the Mishalayim, so whoever will never lead up to that for us is not Mishalayim that suffered, is not Mishalayim even in the first part. Even though right now, before the end of the Eretz Yisrael, the Mishalayim is to so thank you to the Baruch Hu for the truth, not to thank Eretz Yisrael. You don't thank if you didn't get Eretz Yisrael, you don't thank, so you have to thank somebody to Mishalayim. When you put the Mishalayim, then they add it up. The more it says in the days, the Mishalayim is the only set to Lazana Kutel. If the Yeshua been in front of somebody else, then they said, no, you're going to call her, it's almighty, but that Eretz Yisrael. And if the Baruch Hu built the Mishalayim, they built the Beit HaMikdash, then they added it on the third Baruch Hu. So don't thank if you don't have. But they knew in advance, in the days of Mashiach, they knew in advance that they're going to have more. They were told, all right, I tell you what. They were told that this is going to be first. The fact is that the Yubayah and the Gemara goes on, even in the days of Mashiach, they knew that the women will not get a chayim with Baruch, so maybe they're not Mukhi even any. Mukhi, yes, that's right. That's right, that's right. That's right, that's right. That's right, that's right. The pastor is not. The Taisha cited the Sasha against Rashi, that what? If that's the start to say that women are not Mukhi even at their because my mother came once, they want to say Karnival of the Emor. No, so that's the solution that he says, not such a kasha. Also, another chesed baruch is a different thing. Karmel is a different thing. You don't get a... They don't get don't divide Eretz Yisrael to 13 parts, you only divide Eretz Yisrael to 12 parts. Karmel would be in... Have to thank. And Rishon Shlomo said, what's the Malkum that is stopping? So the Gemara says, well, you have to thank you, the Baruch Shlomo, the benching for the Bris, for this Mila. And then for sure, they don't have this Mila that Mukhi to be now, the children either, they're sorry. The women are not Mukhi, but all in that part of the Shlomo, the Tani Shem, the Shlomo, 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 and women are needed, Mukhi, even Bris Mila, nor Mukhi, even Tom, the Shlomo. And Baharai, the Gemara has a Machlaitis later. If I did, and I leave that, I'll do it because Shachatam will say not to ask for Shalim Adesanu, in my Yaitse or not. The one Madama in the Gemara says, yeah, one, we talk to the Gemara. The one Madama in the Gemara says, how can you say what you have to do? What about women? Women are not willing to say this because Shachatam to Israel. They're not willing to thank the Baruch Hu for Shalim Adesanu, they're not willing to thank the Baruch Hu. So just like women are looking to bench, and they need that out, they see some more time like that, to bench, and when you got reason, when you got thirst, even if it's a bench, you can leave that out, it's all for you. We are you asking that? So by the women, they're not willing to say that. Of course, they bench with that there. And the men, what we're going to say is about the men it's not. If that's the Machlech, it's not right, the Gemara definitely says. So you see that that's a Dinder Reis, the Gemara is involved that mentioning Bris, the mentioning Torah, is a Dinder Reis. That was the Gemara's topic, since the women are not obligated, they don't have to say those lines, and maybe they're not willing to bench well. Along the same lines as Rashi, but Rashi said the topic was sad. And that's what Chelev Baruch Hu said because of Bris and because of Bris. Are the meaning is that the women do say, a Bris Kosh HaKasam to Bris Kosh HaKasam to Bris Kosh HaKasam to Bris Kosh HaKasam. So it's weaker than they don't have to say, so it's weaker than the meaning is that they say anyway. But it doesn't make any sense. But what I'm calling them, that's how they're talking about, of course. Because Bris Kosh HaKasam to Bris Kosh HaKasam in general, it doesn't go, that they have a Bris Kosh HaKasam. Okay, that's the same man. So the bank says, let me go on then. And call me for the government from the interpreter. You're really not Mukhiyat to say that. You're really not Mukhiyat. So that's what Rabbi Shimegi here, for Ekta Kashin. Rabbi Shimegi has the famous Kashin, which Mukhiyat here. Asking the Gemara, have a suffix where the women are Mukhiyat. For Benjamin, I tell you, or not. And we're not going to hear to be mighty men. What do you mean to be mighty men? She's going to say to Benjamin, she's not going to tell because of her son's going to tell. That's a meaning that the mother of one mentioned. That's a meaning of statement to her that the women do not be because of her son's not the right for her son's. The text is bloody and the mother wouldn't leave that for too long. So if the woman's going to bench and her husband is going to be upset, you're saying grace and terror. The woman is not going to be upset. So Rabbi Shimegi says, obviously, she'll bench and she'll pause, and she'll say that one line, and then she'll go weiter. So can you say she'll make her and get the brachas? The Gemara had a suffix that said, why should be mighty the husband and benching? So the wife can't be mighty the husband and her benching. One line she's leaving out. Two lines. If she's going to pause, at that spot, and the husband knows only those two lines. He knows the two lines that are, like the women's litany, they only know those misses, and the men only, he only knows those two lines. He doesn't know the rest of the benching. Whatever he shares in common with the women, he doesn't know. But his male part of the benching, he doesn't know. So what she's going to say, the whole benching line is two lines to the mercy, and he's going to say those two lines in the middle. So that's what the Kanega says. That's the one that he buys. So you see that? You can have Shemekon on the Alpha Brother. Is that good? Let's say the same thing.
You can't hear the
stuff
from the
book of
the Hebrew,
but the book
cannot
either find it
into head.
That's the Kasha that I heard in the air. The Mishnah says, the Chazan is in the middle of Chazar Tashad, and he's starting. He can't go right there. He doesn't have a city. He's confused. He doesn't feel well. He thinks it happens sometimes. The Shemekon says, usually happens when I'm in the room, because there's somebody to use him. So the Chazan can change the name. Yes, sorry. Yes. So the Mishnah says later, the Chazan can continue, so you have to get another Chazan to take over. So the new Chazan doesn't start in the middle of the block, it has to be Chazan and Chilat Chazan to block a Shatavu. Because,
why?
Because the pastor says, the young day should make it, and all the Tracha. Well, it says in the beginning of Shlosh Shachlu. In the beginning of Shlosh Shachlu, they said, Medina the Gemara, when you bench Mezumen, Medina the Gemara places their quotes and rib like that. This is quotes from the Rish. Where is that here? This is over here, quotes from the Rav Alfis. And then Rav Amanal, the Tiba Amashal, and Mandi Yoma. The place is quotes from the Rish, he says like this. Shat and Yimon, Mizuni and Yimon, when the bench was zoomed in, you don't have everybody benching, and just says Rosh Chang, Shalom Tuba Kayyum. The one is Mizam, and says the whole benching out loud, and the Tiba just says Amen. And the Mechaber says that this man, and the Mechaber recommends that everybody should stay along softly in the benching because we're not so good at paying attention to someone else. We're probably not going to pay attention, we're going to miss a couple of words. Our mind is going to wander, so we're better off staying in the benching. But still, the Mishnah says you still observe the Ikra in a benching with women. The one is with them, should say the whole benching out loud. Say the whole benching out loud. Say the whole benching out loud. So the Shad is what if he goes, not all benching out loud. So you divide it up. Let him say one block of the hammer. What's the maximum that you can divide up the benching? So the Rit learns, they just want to make more than out, the Rit learns that that's a deal in the Gemara. You can't, he says, if this is given, the premise is you can't break up the benching into, you can't break up one block of different people. You have to have one person have to say, I got it, I come. You can't break it up to two, one for Neidelach, two, Alois, Alamazin, one for Rachim, for Benjamin, Shalom, one, and one for Tzayga, Neidu. And then the Gemara has a Machlechi Samaloyim, what if that Rosh Hashanah is going to be Chayinu? Can that be recited by one person and then another person says, I got it, I'm cool with the or do you say no? That's one wrong bracha from Bosh Chal Shav Tzibu Chayim Yitzhu Lai Zana Tako. That's my reference to one bracha. Huh? Okay, that's what the Gemara is talking about. The Shmiach, either should start the Emsah, or the one that takes away has to start with Kiddush HaBracha. You don't say Shmiach Kain and they have to Bracha. So the same is by Tenshi, you don't say Shmiach Kain and they have to Bracha. So that's what all the Achleinim have to say. Because they get points out in Agimore, that the Pshat obviously is, the wife is going to say the benching for the husband, she's going to leave out that one, he's going to say that one himself. So you see from Agimore that it's assumed that you do say Shmiach Kain and have a Bracha. What is it with those Gemara's? By benching in the Chazer of Hashem.
That he touches the one. Whatever.
Somebody saying to the other people, he's the one saying, you know, the thing.
How can it be worse when I say that stuff than if I get from the other person? So he's got a different Chazal Shashat.
He's saying it himself.
No, everybody is a complete.
Everybody is a complete.
In other words, you're saying that the guy who is himself is worse than if he... That doesn't make sense.
Well, that's one of the things which Nachman gives different to which Lan discuss. The shape of Yochas Reish. The what?
Yeah.
That's what we mean. So you see what the Kedekah says, you see this, you know, it's assuming that you say Shemei Kran, and they have a problem, that doesn't pose a problem. But that's what the Achran is asking, Bichas Rosh and the others, what do you do with the other Gemara? Bichas Rosh, we've written the Atamen of Achran Alamah. And Brachat Alamah, that's Rosh is 16. So he has that Kasha. Chazanish talks about the Kasha, the Stipe or Orachar. Rosh Alexik once gave the Yosat Shia, he liked the Teres of the Bichas Rosh, the Rosh here. That there's a chemist between a Bichas Al-Sibu and a Bichas Al-Yachir. Our Gemara is not going on benching the Zuman. Not that the wife is going to bench the woman for the husband of Shem. A private case, the wife and the husband are reading, the husband does not have a bench, so the wife is going to bench, and he might do the husband of Shemei Chayim. The Shemei Chayim, you can say on a half a bracha also. I'll say Torah, and you'll say Akta, and I'll say Hashem, and you'll say Alakim. Now the Bible will say half a bracha. I want to say Shemei Chayim, but that Mishnah by the Chazor HaShad, or the real by benching the woman, that's a special thing of Bichas HaTzibur, of Bichas HaChabura. Benching the woman is not based on Shemei Chayim, that the one who benches is like to the other, is based on Shemei Chayim. You had a lot of riots and the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Mishnah Berurah. They come from a local mindset that benching the Zuman, it's not that it's considered as a Shemei Kenny that everybody benches. It's a special din. Zuman is a Chazar Hashem. But the whole Chabura should offer one benching. The whole group together should offer one benching. So that's a special din. That's a Yetzirah when you're dealing with a Bichas HaTzibur, a Bichas HaChabura. That's the Mishnah with the Rish. By benching the Zuman, that you don't say. The person has to say a whole bracha, but he will, when dealing with a private person, say a private bracha, he does say Shemei Kenda. I'm one word.
The Gemara of Rashi here says, Hoshem and Chai, but some of them in Moishe Zahar, he doesn't say in Moishe Zahar,
but he's saying that Mishnah, that's a Mishnah by Kriya, that's Kriya Shari, that's his original. Kriya Shari is not, he may do it in Shul, it's not a famous at Siva. Kriya Shari is not a famous at Yom, it happens that we do it wholesale. One about the case might be everybody, but it's really Shemei Kain on a one-to-one level, on a private level.
Let the woman have grown that the woman says, I wish your son was going to look at the Charlie Square, then she should be able to say, I just want to close on. She should say, she's from the last year in the service.
Oh, that would mean her. He felt the same. Well, okay, that's what everybody has said, that his not accepting the Ramon is not because of the Tzivon. He says, no, because of Rachel Ratola. That's why you hold that it applies even to Bechus. Any mitzvah that the women are puffed from, they don't say that bracha is forget about Zerbish Kor, not because of Zerbish Kor, the Sivan was not here. They say that because of the Shiloh from Bracha Lavatom. That's his point. So this is, we left up, this is the Gemara's Italian, the life sheet was so far. Women look here to Benjamin outside of the Rabbanon, with an afternoon, whether she can mercy her husband or not. So the wife could have been right, can't she be mercy to husband? Wife could have been right, so it depends if the wife can be mercy to husband. So does not show that she can mercy to husband. So the Gemara's going to be the solid bed right. So that's going to be the filter between the Balamor and the Ramban, whether the Gemara is the Chiyah, so their Raya is a valid Chiyah. The Gemara says, if it is a Chiyah, that you will Chiyah to bench only with the Rabbanah. And maybe the wife is only Chiyah to bench with the Rabbanah, and she can invite to the husband in a case where he's only Chiyah to bench with the Rabbanah. So the Gemara here is working on the assumption that such a case exists. That a person ate bread, and he wanted to increase the bench with the Rabbanah. How does it exist? He ate kizai, he didn't eat kizai. Ramban says, we don't pass like that. Ramban says, he eats kizai, they hold that if he eats kizai, he can increase the bench with the Rabbanah. If he blessed with a kizai, he can increase the bench even with the Rabbanah. If he eats kizai, he can increase the bench with the Rabbanah. So the whole case doesn't exist. So the husband is either going to bench when I tell him to the bench at all. And it says the wife could be going to the husband. So there's a favor shenai. The women are going to bench when I tell her. And it's not in the Bible as Shita. The Rish left out the Bible because it is a Shita. The Rish says quoted in Mishnah. Not the Bible says the Bible. That's going to lead you to believe that it's not there. And the Balamor holds that. So the Balamor holds that the Kriya is a good Kriya. That we do pass him that he needs to then see to be going to bench when I tell her. So that's why the Gemara remains in a Bible as Shita. That's why the Balamor has a time against it. He should have quoted that it's in a Bible as Shita. So that it's not a Shita.
Suppose it's Baal Pei, it's a Baal of Megandian. And he cannot say, and he takes his book, his wife was Shamir. And he will do it, not just, he said, because he doesn't know. Just
he's not able to say it. That's the Gemara Shaila. Whether the husband can be yes to the Shita, kind of thing. But that's another Neya, who's on his bench. And he'll ask the Shita, that's Shita,
Yeah, the man is looking at the bench. But if the woman is all looking at the bench in general, then looking at the bench in general, then you can't respond to that guy, no? Because the man is looking at the bench, and he might be sitting down there for a while. I think some other family say that also. Since we got me the women, that's the whole brother. So the woman can say to the man, what is part of the brother? She said all brother. The husband is there, the woman is not. A lot of truth. I can give a lot of truth on the church. So I think it's like that. That's given with his long year. He gave a whole finish. The theme of this year was not the man's finish. The theme of this year was, what's the nature of Benjamin and Zuman? He gave one for the earth, Hashem is human. He was wishing to prove this, he said, that Benjamin and Zuman is not. And we have 100 people, and everyone has the bench, and I'll stay, and I'm the most of the others. The like about the king. So no, but the king, Shemek kind of is considered as if everybody from the Shemek. But by Benjamin Zuman, he states in part that it's not so, that the whole Chabur together all is one bench. That was his speech. So he said that he thought that was the talent of the king. But there are many other things. What was the thing?
But if you have a bench of Bargello,
and this is the
right. So
the first part is the one that I was. Maybe the Lord has any Bible and she can later on the exact same time. Maybe women are thought they were done in the Talmud, not because of this Magdor. So that's the Kasha, that's what I heard in this. So I see you in the Gemara, in any
case.
What? No, but it's still a fellow. Why did Moriah ask Chica? Why is it saying that women are not Mukhiz and Bruce in Talmud Torah? So they're not Mukhiz and Bachelors. Why would Chica have them as well, whether they're Mukhiz and Bachelors? It's the Chigash and Eva Mukhiz that women have to Bachelors. That's the question that the reason Mukhiz and Bachelors. That's the only thing I've done. That's the Moriah ask Chica. The only thing that can come up with is Mao the same that it says Mao the same. What kind of Mao the same? Say they're not Mukhiz and Bruce in Talmud. That's the Talmud, you know. The steel is 10 lines. But he has not said that the time they're on top hold that these passing our locker that he's on a cigar. That is obligated to them in our
face.
In Pashas Chaimsa, the Chumash describes it as the Shigach of Yitzchak, the way of Yitzchak, the way of Yitzchak, the way of Yitzchak, the Shurach and Rishka. The Pashas says that as Rishka was about to leave, the family gave her a bracha, and a bracha as Rishka. I was saying, I have to give you all the Yitzchak. It says in Shemana, that the minigis, when you go to make the Pashas, she gave a bracha, with the Tamil Chachamim, she gave this bracha, I have to give you all the Yitzchak, she gave other brachas to the Kalba. But he sent the Nezah Shmech to do the Erisins, so from this passage you see two things. Number one, that you have Vichas Erisins, that's a thing exists. And number two, that Eli the Shmech, you also sent Vichas Erisins. And then the Cheskul Yachum says, number three, why do you send that third Malam Igmali Adonah? That means that same Malam. But the passage says, because he needed a lot of food. He needed a lot of clothes, he needed a lot of food. And the Cheskul says, no, he needed a minyan. One got a million, so we'll have 2 and 30 share a million, and we will fight with the Birchus is so, we said that you have a million, you don't say Birchus is so. The moral that we have a Birchus Harrison, if you have 3 and 30 million, and then you shot on top, then you can recite the Birchus Harrison without a million. So the Achleidim discuss, what is this clap, like Medish Lears? Medish Lears over here, the famous quote of Asherah's Kala, advice from Asherah's Kala that it's a lemmes, a Birchus Harrison. Who is fooling? The only block of their eyes is Birchus Amoedim in their eyes, and Birchus Aterens, and Achleidim to Ramah and Ramban, and Mishnah Propat, and Mishnah Shani Tane, and Birchus Aterens, their eyes, and Mishnah Ramban. But the block of Birchus Harrison, that's also their eyes. So Birchus Ramah and Ramban, and Dan Shikens Agberla, when the second all the blockers, Kiddush is the Raisa. Dole Hashem is the Raisa. How do you come off to say that? Because there is a Raisa. I'm not thinking the Chumash Akla be the Raisa. So then it says, it's him, and it's here on the show this person, but it's a quote from the English in a Yankes. He writes in one place, a comment that we know later about it. The Pasuk says that when the farmers would give away all the Shumas and Maises, from the Pesach of the 4th year and the Pesach of the 7th year, and the first thing is you have to recognize it in a certain system, and then they give you a half a year. From Rosh Hashanah of the 4th year, from Pesach of the 4th year, and then to the next 3 years is another year, they only give you a half a year from Rosh Hashanah of Shmita. So Pesach of Shmita, they give you 6 months to get rid of anything, and then we cite the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 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 he did all the mitzvahs. That's called Didi Maisa. He said to the Baruch Hu, he did all the mitzvahs that he was okay to do. So the Gemara comments later in Brachas, and that's called, what does it mean? We are about to mention the Sechah Balei Shachachti, but Shachachti Milo Barechecho. I didn't forget to mention Shem Amalchus, Hashem, not Shechom Mishkote, I didn't forget Mishnah, he didn't forget to say the Gemara. So what is the Tanah in Zashim? I thought it said in the Rabbonim. What is the Shachachti Milo Barechecho? The Brachas, and our flesh is Tumut Tamaitis, is only the Rabbonim. There's a whole other thing to the Jewish time later. How do we Zashim a part of this? Then it's the Yama, same thing. Then the Mishkin is Yankee, then based on Achleinen, it's really his fish. Because based on Achleinen, that it says in Sefer Shmuel, it says in Sefer Shmuel, that when Saul lost the Achleinen, that he didn't know where to find him, so they told him he should ask the Nabi, go ask Shmuel on Nabi. And he asked where Shmuel on Nabi, so he said, he's going to be over there, Yivarech et Azera. What do you mean, who Yivarech et Azera? He's going to say Shaako, before he eats the cousin, the flesh. So some of us say Shaakov, and other of us say no, he's going to say that Birchat HaMitzvah, Sheik Rishon, and he's going to say to the Sivano, Al-Achilat HaZera. Also, what do you mean? They were getting Mishka and Birchat HaMitzvah on Achilat Kodshim, and said the Mishka Natank, it says the Svar, they say Achayim, yes. So Birchat HaMitzvah on Rulad, and on Tzitzis, and on Shaifa, and on Sukkim, and so later. But a Birchat HaMitzvah has to do with the Yonah Kedusha, like Achrash of Tumas, and Chalat of Tumas. Madisheni is Kedush, Madisheni has Kedusha. And Maisel Nishan is going to have Maisel, and Maisel has the status of Trumas, but Maisel Nishan also has the status of Kodesh. So when you do have Rosh, Trumas and Maisel, or even Chabonis, when you're dealing with the Yoni Kedusha, you don't say that there was a Chir to recite the Birchat HaMitzvah, not a Chir to write it. A Chir to write it is only Kiddush, and maybe Abdullah, and Birchat HaMazel, and Birchat HaTerah, that's all. It's not a Chir, it's Rosh Mishan and Shanky quotes, that it was a very old meaning from the times of Kodesh HaMitzvah. There was an old limit that they always signed the brachas on the Yom Kiddush. So then it sees that Zohar, that's by brachas, Rivka, and Tosfos in Tzuvot on time, called the Tishon and Masechet Kala. The Pshuta, so he's going to get a brachas, that's what you should have after that. But in addition to the Pshuta, the Masechet Kala says it's referring to Birchas Erisin, the leg that Tzuvot, and it sees that Zohar, that Erisin is also an Indian of Kiddush. The more that Kiddush is a Mishnah de Rabbonah. So also Lakun Yom HaTehesh. The Talmud of Rabbanan, on the level of the right, there is no Indian of Kedusha. So the Aminaza has a tshuva, and so it's an Ezra, but he comments on the Parsha of Seiko. It says, when the Eish is issued in, so it says, Benitmo. What kind of a Russian is Benitmo? It means Benitmo. But what does it say, Benitmo? But he quotes from the Kuzari, that the Melech HaKuzari was asking the Chaver, he wants to hear about the Jewish religion, about the Muslim religion, about the Christian religion, so he decided the Jewish religion is the authentic one. Then he asked all the details, tell me all about. He said, yes, a few people are so observant, you keep all the mitzvahs. How come you no longer observe the mitzvahs of Tuma V'Tara? So the Chaver explains, so the Rav explains, the learn of Tuma V'Tara only apply. Tuma is the title of starting with Kiddush. So if you have to enter the Beit HaMikdash, a bring korbanos, a lead korbanos, a lead Tuma, if it has something to do with the Yom HaKiddush, it's a Tuma, when it's right in the Tuma, it's a title of Kiddush. because now that we live in Europe and we don't have any Beit HaMikdash, we don't have any Kavanah, we don't need any Shumah, so we like Kedusha, so the whole thing, you know, Tumah Lefai doesn't apply. Then you ask, why did the women go to Mikdash? If you don't believe, if you want to go to Mikdash, so that's what you have to do. I mean, the Levala has nothing to do with Tumah Lefai, it's a separate yet unrelated part. So that's what the Amnei, because that's in the Kuzari, that he says that all in Yoni Tumah, the whole, well, the Dinam of Tumah, because Tumah is a type of the fact of Kedusha. They just ask the Pshat in the Pesach. You have a Rashi in the Pesach of Avraham. Rashi says like that before, he says the Pshat in the Pshat of Shemikah. Why do you say the Mitzvah off? Because when a couple is married, the Gemara says, Ishu Isha, Shkuna, 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 Shkuna. It sounds like a Balaturin, but that's what the Gemara says. Ishu Isha, the Isha has a Yud and the Isha has a head. So the Ishu Isha has Yudke, Shkuna, Shkuna, Shkuna. But by the Ummah Sa'ilvam, by the Christians, they have an attitude that this is a bigger mitzvah to be celebrated than to get married. When a couple get married, that's Tamil Mitzvah. It's not the Kiddushin. There's some kind of a possessive Kiddushin to the Kiddushin to Adam. And when Reish is Ish and Insta, and I'm not going to say they have to get the divorce and not marry them tonight, it means that there's news, there's a tie to the Sashimus and many more. That's why it says the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah means that of course not Kiddushin. It breaks up the Kiddushin. So the Tzid adds on to the Mishnah of Tanki, he says that's why the what takes his quote from the Masech of Kalvai Vot and Rizka that they recited, it was a meaning from Kodim Atim Torah that the Tapir used to recite that bracha on the occasion of getting married.